much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
During holiday travel, some people get delirious. Some get delayed.
I was on my way home to spend a nice holiday with my family. Instead, I'm in a motel bed with a stranger.
So instead of Thanksgiving with his family, he's spending 3 days with the turkey.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
With the exception of the late, great Abraham Lincoln, I can be more presidential than any president that's ever held this office. That I can tell you.
And that's satire. Right? And that's irony. And that's coincidence. Is it a metaphor?
The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims.
And now,
Chelsea, you're a Baltimore. Or however you call it, Ravens fan. How does it feel coming into our Rams house here at the Coliseum and
kicking your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that feels good.
Our feature presentation.
That's some great work right there.
She really controlled the interview.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th of November. Hey, Jensen. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Hey, Beer Mug.
Yo, Kev.
What's happening?
He's awake.
Muggs is on coke. Uh-huh. Just going to put that right out there. Hey, Brad Williams.
That's right. Welcome back to the brand new Kevin and Brad Show.
R.I.P.
Bean. It's the Kevin and Brad Show right here on the world famous K-Rock 106.7.
Sounds natural.
Yeah. I got it. Nailed it, right?
Yeah.
Allie's out today, so Brad will be filling in, which we very much appreciate. These are not his normal hours.
No problem. Well, here's the thing, Kevin. As I talked about on my last appearance on this show, I do have a baby on the way. Mm-hmm. And they always say that you always sleep too much when you have a newborn. So I'm trying to not sleep by waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get here on time.
So even if you don't come here, you still are getting up at 4 just to burn off all that energy.
Just to enjoy all the not sleeping, because I'm going to be enjoying so many Z's once the newborn arrives.
You should have seen Brad's face. I go, how much time you have left? He goes, a month. I go, that's exactly when I had my baby. His face literally went white. Like, he realized, oh, right, people have them early.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was, like, that's the adult equivalent of when your friend goes, oh, yeah, did you do that project?
Yeah,
and you're like,
yeah.
What project?
Yeah, it is.
Like, oh, the thing that's due tomorrow?
Yeah, the book report. You know about
crap!
That.
Crap!
Yeah. So
not
keep in mind,
ready!
1 month exactly, had the baby.
Oh, boy.
How's the house? Everything ready?
No!
Not
you're,
at all.
You're never ready.
I'm not asking about you so much as I am your wife, because she's, you know.
No,
she's on top of things.
She's good.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
ready. We have all the things that
yeah,
you
I'm not
should
worried
have.
About her.
Yeah. You just be worried about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that my daughter and I will be wearing similar clothing, yeah. I'm not...
You can actually share.
I'm not relating. I'm not I'm not being prepared.
Question.
Answer.
Car seat installed?
Huh.
See? That's
great question.
Because a month you should have the car seat in.
And by the way, it takes about 2 weeks.
It is a bunch of YouTube videos away for you, because it is the hardest part. And people have this fake rumor. Bring it to a firehouse. People always used to tell me that.
I've never heard
that. A firefighter will help you with it. And then we had a friend go do that, and the firefighter looked at him like, are you kidding? Are you serious? We don't do this at all.
Not to turn this into a very dark corner, but I thought the rumor was always you take the baby to the firehouse if you don't want the baby.
No,
that's very different.
That's a bad idea.
And then they take the baby.
And then they
send it to a nice farm.
No, this is not. I'm very nervous now.
Is it a toilet baby?
Did you say
they send it to a farm?
Yeah, they send the baby to a farm.
No,
that's what I was always told.
Yeah, well, we need to run over some things with
I'm
you.
Very nervous
before you leave today.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you. Brad,
I'm not
it's getting there, man.
I'm not ready. Can you the guy that was running on stage to try to hump Larry King's leg and turn into dust is about to be a father.
That could have been the best thing ever.
It could have been.
Listen, man, it's a big switch. It's like a light switch. The day it happens, you just become fatherly.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Oh, it just naturally all kicks in.
It's in our DNA.
Well, all right.
The thing is that you will never feel ready. So just accept that. You go, okay, well, I'm not going to feel ready now or in a month or whenever. So that's okay.
And
so,
also, no one knows what they're doing. Keep that in mind. That's
so
a big
Kevin
thing.
Is, that's true. Don't prepare. And then when the baby comes, you just know the answers. It's like Neo from The Matrix. You just download dad brain into your head.
I don't think I'd go that far.
That.
You will be surprised how much your instincts kick in.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But as far as feeling, you know, confident and comfortable or whatever, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. So rule number one, don't shake the baby, right?
That is a big rule.
Okay.
Wow, man, we got a long way to go.
I don't know if that's rule one, but it's definitely in the top five.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one I know.
Okay.
It's happening. We have a long way to go.
I studied that one.
You're going to have to come in every day. We're going to have classes or something.
Yeah, and don't listen to anything I tell you about parenting.
That's not true. He's a very good father.
Well, I mean, Beer Mug, your kid is still alive?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Surprisingly.
Okay.
Qualifying question.
I'm very confident
I
can do this if Beer Mug's kid is still breathing.
Yes.
I mean, again, it's not necessarily mostly Beer Mug. Let's be honest. Let's be honest,
I'm 1%.
Okay. I can do that. I can be a
1%. You regularly hit 1%.
Yeah. I'm about 15% of height. I can be 1% of a dad.
Oh. Go. Boy, you are in for quite a time. I'm very excited about that.
Me too.
How about your wife?
She's
thrilled. Just ready for the pregnancy to be over?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's done with the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's like screaming at her stomach right now, just like, get out!
No, I think she's talking to you.
Oh.
I'm not positive. You should check.
You know what? That would make more sense based on our interactions last night. That would make way more sense.
Yeah, have you run into the emotional ups and downs of pregnancy with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
You run into the emotional ups and downs, and you, as a husband, just go, she is pregnant.
Yeah.
It is okay.
Yeah. You mostly just eat it. Yeah.
She is
you just
right.
Go, you just go, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're always
she
right.
She is right. That's the most important one.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
And you just say, yeah, no, absolutely. That was a legal move you just made driving. Absolutely. You know what? The word just hasn't gotten out yet.
Yes.
Other people don't know.
It's a new law.
Right. No.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's leading the way.
Yeah. We got to start
and
that
when everybody
campaign.
Finds out that's what we're supposed to be doing, we'll all fall in line.
Exactly. She's ahead of the curve.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Not cool.
Remix?
Not cool. Not cool.
I love that you tried to do that again.
It didn't work again. Why
and
not?
It couldn't do it.
Not cool. Not.
There you go. DJ Kev Dog.
We have a bunch of Thanksgiving songs. Who knew?
There are a lot of them.
Yes.
More than you'd think.
Not all of them are great.
I don't think that there are necessarily famously good Thanksgiving songs.
Yeah, like for
like
Halloween.
Christmas has, or Christmas, Halloween,
Yeah, most of the time they're pretty good. But also the Armenian community. So,
mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
Huh?
He has a song.
What?
Oh, he has a song. Mm-hmm. Not he's going to be on the show today.
No.
Best case scenario. Yeah.
Because.
That's what we're praying for.
Because that was not in my contract.
We were going to bring him in so that you could ask him to be the godfather.
No?
Jensen has a fast food report.
I do.
Jensen bought a Thanksgiving cake off Instagram.
Yeah.
That's a sentence that shouldn't be said.
Yeah. No, ever. I'm not proud, but I have to.
You should
contractually,
not.
I have to explain it here.
Now, was Craigslist not available and you had to go one rung below that to,
you know,
Instagram?
What? I'm not 100% confident with the food that I would get off Craigslist.
Were you looking around 4chan going, how can I do something more risky?
Listen, we'll get into it.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Your bad Thanksgiving stories. It's always fun when the family gets together and there's always that one or two or three or four people.
Oh, mm-hmm. Please tell me there's some fried turkey explosion stories.
Well, we'll find out.
At the end of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that a metaphor?
And we also have comedian Jay Moore.
Hey.
In studio as well. So we will take a quick break. We'll come back with what's happening next. That is new music from Beck on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The song is Uneventful Days.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52. Allie is out on vacation. Brad Williams is here to fill in.
I'm coming in. I'm substituting. They're calling the righty from the bullpen. Let's go. Here's what's happening. Jensen.
Yes.
You did a great job playing in the Monday night football game last night for the Rams.
What?
Are you explaining that I'd be very bad at football? And you know that I was in high school?
Oh, were you?
I was very, very bad, yeah.
Oh, so you did play last night for the Rams.
I easily could have, yes. 5 yards on 15 carries was my freshman year stat.
Well, 5 yards on 15 carries.
It's pretty bad.
Wait, I was going to talk about the Rams blowout loss. Now I feel I have to talk about this.
We've went over it a few times,
yeah.
But I was very bad at football, yeah.
Okay, now I was asked to be on my high school football team.
Sure. Did they slippery to catch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they figured, all right, they literally drew up a play and they showed it to me. This is at Sunny Hills High School in Fullerton, California, where they're like, no, no, no. We hand you the ball. Mm-hmm. You run. A lineman turns around, faces you. You put your foot on his hand.
Oh, and then he throws you.
And then he throws you over the line.
That's, I like it.
Yeah.
And they expected me to just go, all right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Did they want you to play baseball, too? Little strike zone?
They actually did.
Strike zone? Yeah.
The only sport I did was wrestling.
You did wrestling?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Pretty well. And then I quit the wrestling team to be in theater, which, let me tell you, that makes your father very proud.
Yes, sure. Yes. That's the move to make. Mm-hmm.
But I will say that in all my career of stand-up comedy, and all the faces of laughter that I have seen, nothing in my life will beat the look on a father's face when he sees that his son was just pinned by a dwarf. Will beat that.
I mean, that's got to be
ever
quite fulfilling for you.
You just see every decision he's ever made go through his head.
And so you pin him, and then you just find the father immediately and lock eyes.
Yeah. That's on you. That's on you, sir.
That's your genes in action.
I just want to see your soul leave your body.
And I did. It was awesome. But anyway, what I was getting at is that the Rams got a blowed the F out by the Ravens last night. It was not close.
It was ugly.
The score was ugly. The actual game was uglier. I enjoyed watching my friends' Instagram pages who spent hundreds of dollars on tickets that were at the game.
But who thought they were going to win?
I don't know, because
those people are dumb.
The Ravens right now are turning into 1987 Tecmo Bowl Raiders.
They're incredible
with Bo Jackson.
Yeah,
because Lamar Jackson,
he's just running right through
him, is insane.
Yeah,
that's high praise.
He's sort of one of a kind right now.
Yeah,
this is, and I'm so excited as a football fan because this is what we thought we were going to get. And we got for like half a season, maybe a season with Michael Vick.
Yeah.
We all thought, this is a video game, this is madness, and it seems like Lamar Jackson is actually accomplishing that goal.
As long as he stays healthy and away from fighting dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
But yeah, if you want to go back and go through the Instagram stories of Bert Kreischer, it is a delight. To see him.
He's at the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kept posting a bunch of stuff from the game. I did see that. It was funny.
So, at least if you see the game and it goes poorly, you can at least have some fun. And Bert certainly did. I'm sure the many Dos Equis he was drinking had something to do with that.
Sure.
Wedding Crashers. What are your guys' opinion on Wedding Crashers?
I have
not
never
the movie.
Done.
The
verb.
Yeah.
I have never done it. If someone crashed my wedding, I'd be furious.
Okay.
I don't like to dress up, so I'm the last person that's ever going to go, hey, I should go to a wedding.
Right.
And I don't know the people.
You might stand out in the shorts and the hoodie.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Jensen, you say you don't like Wedding Crashers. What if you were at your wedding and it was crashed by Danny DeVito and The Rock?
I'd still probably be mad.
Really?
probably take the focus away from the actual wedding, but sure. I mean, if you're going to be crashed by anyone, those two would be pretty fun.
Well, that's what happened to a couple in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Mm-hmm. The Rock was there with Danny DeVito, and they were doing press for the Jumanji sequel that nobody asked for.
Yep.
And they were there, and they saw the wedding going on, and The Rock said he took a sip of tequila and said, wow, I've never crashed a wedding, and if DeVito's there, this will be truly unforgettable. By the way, you're The Rock.
Yeah. You don't need DeVito. I don't think anyone even saw DeVito.
DeVito's a bit of a sidekick there.
DeVito's like, hey, can you take a picture?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But by the way, that would be a great new sitcom. You don't need DeVito.
That is just The Rock, though, because we all could use DeVito. It would help all of us. It doesn't help The Rock. Also, there's a good Twins sequel there.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
The Rock, DeVito.
It's good.
Sure.
You know, the Arnold character is out. It's
don't need him. It's
a good sub.
You don't need Arnold. That's my sequel. We don't need Arnold here.
This fall on CBS, after You Don't Need DeVito.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they went and they partied with the bride and groom. They sang karaoke. They sang the song Unforgettable.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Together?
Okay. And this is all videoed, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. Do we have audio of this?
Documented on the. You know what? I'll bring this up in a future what's happening, because I've heard The Rock sing before various wrestling broadcasts, and he is good.
Mm-hmm.
And
DeVito?
He did the song for Moana.
He did.
But
DeVito, a lot of SNL singing as well.
DeVito, I don't know.
Yeah, I think DeVito probably sounds like a frog.
Like, I don't think sort of like you can sort of read that before it happens.
I don't think he's Celine Dion.
Yeah, no. I don't think DeVito's showing up on The Masked Singer anytime soon.
That'd be
funny if he had
him.
Like a giant opera voice.
Even if he was on The Masked Singer, they're like, "Who's the little turtle?" I think that's Danny DeVito.
That sounds like his Chinese nickname.
Little turtle.
DeVito means a little turtle.
Yeah.
Let's get to some celebrity birthdays, people. Tina Turner, some of the greatest legs of all time.
Sure.
She is 80 years old.
Wow.
She's amazing.
She's 80.
I think she's still performing.
It's just Tina Turner, everybody. Mm-hmm. Props. It is Rita Ora's birthday today. Coming off a win last night against the San Antonio Spurs, LA Lakers guard Avery Bradley celebrates a birthday. And the reason why I will be mad all day.
Oh.
It is DJ Khaled's birthday today.
And you know how passionate I am about McDonald's.
Why? Why do we live in a world where, out of all the times that I could have been born, I had to be born with DJ Khaled in the world?
He drives me crazy as well.
Because, no, here's his quote-unquote talent is that he comes out on stage, he says three catchphrases, and then...
And dances a little.
A little.
Does he?
Yeah, he does a weird dance.
He kind of rolls, and then... And then he says another one, and then he brings out an actual artist that can actually do work and has talent.
That's his entire act.
Has he sung or rapped or anything on any song?
Yes, he has rapped a couple times. Yeah, it's not. By the way, it's not that bad. I wish he would kind of do it more, but he has rapped a few times. Yeah, very little.
His rap lyrics are his name, DJ Khaled, which, by the way, I'm very thankful he says at the beginning of the track so I know, this is about to
suck.
I can
turn it off,
yes. I can turn that out.
Good heads up.
He says DJ Khaled. He says we the best. And it's like, I don't know, maybe do something, Khaled, before you proclaim yourself to be the best. Then he says another one. Then he brings out someone. No one else can live by that model.
No.
And you know how passionate I am about McDonald's.
Plus, he loves McDonald's.
He does love McDonald's. So, DJ Khaled, we're going to be ranting about you all day. Those are the celebrity birthdays. I'm Brad Williams filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
Bad Thanksgivings next hour, and a fast food report coming up next.
Yeah.
First of all, let's talk about Thanksgiving songs.
All the hits.
There aren't a lot. There are very few Thanksgiving songs.
Yeah, I don't think any time I've ever... They don't have Thanksgiving carolers.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no
or
such
like,
thing.
Or even like Halloween, you have the hits.
Yeah,
you know?
Or a Thanksgiving album. There's no... You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I think there should be.
Maybe the most famous Thanksgiving song, and you guys can correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think is Adam Sandler.
From an SNL sketch that he then does live all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be number one.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah. He's the best.
That should be the new Thanksgiving tradition as you gather around.
With your family.
With your family and all sing that.
That song.
I would love to just see Granddad, turkey lurkey, dude.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to see that.
But then I feel like there's probably quite a cliff drop.
Well, I mean, from everyone else sucks.
Yeah, there's no close second.
Although we did play Nicole Westbrook.
Which, by the way, is my bop.
That's your bop?
I love that Nicole Westbrook song.
Explain to people the producer that did this on Friday.
Rebecca Black, God bless her soul, did the Friday song.
R.I.P. Rebecca Black.
Well, no, she's living and she's thriving. She's doing well. She's releasing music still. What that story was is that her parents paid a production company to put that together in sort of like the same way that like you put together a bar mitzvah video or something.
Yeah.
And... that group did it for a lot of different singers. One of them is Nicole Westbrook, who did a Thanksgiving song. Same producer, same rapper in the middle, whole thing.
December was Christmas.
I like in the song that they have to start like with the year. They're going to explain to you the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they start off like, hey, you know that song, that time that has some good songs?
Yes.
Okay, let's That's mention Christmas. That.
There's something else in addition to that.
Okay.
Stand by, we'll tell you.
And then what's next?
Okay. Oh, January was New Year's.
Right. I mean, come on.
It's pretty good.
I mean, you know, when this song first came out, yeah. I thought, like, wow, this is horrible. But mm-hmm. now when you compare it to a lot of the songwriting in the current pop hits.
Is it wrong?
It's kind of neck and neck.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Here comes my favorite part, obviously. We are going to have a good time at the church. Yeah! Yeah! All right. Well, that's
it's a sing along, you know?
It's a good jam.
Yeah! Yeah!
All right.
All right, so you got that song.
I'm not mad if the family gathers around and sings that.
I mean,
but the family will sound terrible singing that.
Well, I mean,
right?
not much worse than Nicole Westbrook.
And then there's Rosa G.
Yes, who bless her soul.
Come
we
on.
Love Rosa
G. I mean, I don't know why she's number three.
She's a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, in importance, I'm not sure that I would put Nicole Westbrook above mm-hmm. Rosa G. Mm-mm. Agreed.
Rosa G, back in the studio. Today I'm thankful for everything. It's Thanksgiving, y'all. So today I'm going to be giving some... Thanks. It's the 4th Thursday of November. Give some thanks. Thanksgiving time, so you know I gotta give some thanks. And it's cold outside, which I like. Give some thanks. I can wear my favorite turkey sweater. Give some thanks.
She's just listing things.
Best.
I just love that she
it's
said
cold?
Her favorite turkey sweater, which implies the existence of more turkey sweaters.
Mm-hmm. La familia is here. Give some thanks. My cousin from Alhambra. My second cousin from Santa Clarita. My third cousin from Pasas Ricas. All here. Give some thanks.
So that's
she
a
really
bop.
Speeds it up to she, fit
I
in
mean,
all that.
I mean, it's tough to bring that in, you know. Yeah.
We all know a Rosa G.
Correct, yes. And then, of course, there's the greatest Thanksgiving song maybe of all time.
How did Thanksgiving start?
This guy... who's a great singer. I'm not sure who his name is. He's actually starting with the history.
Yes.
How did Thanksgiving get started?
Right.
That's a pretty big...
Well, we all know that the history of Thanksgiving is so happy
it is
and
so
festive.
Happy and lovely, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth bringing up in song.
It's wonderful, yeah.
In the days when the battle was over, in the happiness of peace, the English captain says to the Indian chief, to get him a Turkish lady
okay.
to his happy ending for the night.
Right.
Turkish lady.
Uh-huh.
I think he believes this.
If a woman is holding a turkey, does that make her a Turkish lady?
I think that Sam the Armenian comedian most likely has a very troubled past with Turkish people. Considering,
wow.
Considering he's Armenian,
you know
I don't think that this is a good song.
That might be the smartest joke anyone has ever said on the Kevin and Bean show.
I don't think they get along.
Well done.
Is what I'm saying.
Then the Indian chief, sending with the Indian chief.
By the way, I always ask him, like, do you write this stuff out in advance, mm-hmm. or what's your...
What answer would satisfy you? Is it better if he does, or...
I think it's better if he does.
Did you ask Einstein how he solved things?
That's
I mean, that's, I don't understand.
That's a great question.
And the turkey started saying, buckle, 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 gibble, 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 lily.
That's the impression
to
there.
To be fair, that translates to gobble gobble in his language.
Right, right.
Oh, okay. Right. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Gobble gobble gibble 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 lee.
Little flute. I love that.
Now stop me.
Oh, we'd love to.
We're trying to.
Love to.
I don't think he said stop me. I think he said stuff me.
Now stuff me.
I think.
For one, I am very thankful for Sam the Armenian comedian.
Same. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a bunch more songs coming up a little bit later on. I don't know if you listen very much, but if you do, you know that we our taste in food is not necessarily as refined as some.
No, I mean, especially you.
Especially me.
Speak for yourself, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Sorry, we have Steakhouse Steve over here.
pot, meat, kettle.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that's why Jensen has the fast food report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the Fast Food Report with your dude with the lowdown on chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He's Jensen Karp. Take it away, Gumshoe.
Thanks, Omar. Your dude for fast food, the czar of the QSR, your catch-all for cholesterol, the peak guy for the deep fry. It's your fast food report. With the holidays upon us, we've heard about a ton of seasonal festive specials already, and December has approaching. It's right around the corner.
Okay.
They won't be going away soon. This just ramps up as the festivities run up on us. So welcome Chick-fil-A to the Christmas dinner table. Okay. They'll be introducing the Peppermint Chocolate Chip Milkshake.
Peppermint Chocolate Chip Milkshake.
The hand-spun Hall Decking Shake features the brand's ice cream blended with bits of peppermint candies and chocolate chips, all topped off with whipped cream and a quintessential cherry. It'll range from $4.05 to $4.59 and run through the middle of January 2020 once the Yuletide has worn off, okay? So with this in mind, I have some real options for you.
Okay.
All right. Make me a shake with the peppermint or give me a break with that pocket lint. The peppermint chocolate chip milkshake. Eat or be a star, Kevin.
I'm going to say hold the peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that?
If not, no.
I'm not going to eat it if there's peppermint.
We'll do sink it instead.
Sink it.
Yeah.
No, okay. That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Let's go to Brad. Let's do drink it or sink it, Brad.
Okay. Well, then if it's a peppermint chocolate milkshake, these are all things that I like. Mm-hmm. And as a dwarf around the holiday time, it just seems more natural that I'm drinking more holiday festive drinks.
Sure.
It just seems like, that belongs there.
Drink it.
That doesn't mean you have to wear the elf costume, though.
But the shoes.
All right,
very
Muggs,
cute.
Drink it or sink it?
Look, I love Chick-fil-A, especially since now they're cleaning up their image.
They're
aligning themselves with good people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big fan of peppermint, so while I go there, I'm just going to sink it and buy a spicy chicken sandwich instead.
Oh, wow. All right.
We can tell you're not a fan of peppermint by your breath.
Moving on.
How dare you?
Throughout the history of the Fast Food Report, many entrees have caught me off guard, but this one broke my ankles hard enough to be featured on the House of Highlights Instagram. We travel up north to the Boston Pizza Canada franchise. By the way, that's an incredible name. Boston Pizza Canada. And they have introduced the Christmas pizza.
The Christmas pizza.
The Christmas pizza comes topped with seasoned rotisserie turkey, house-made stuffing, rosemary sage cream sauce, and Italian cheeses. Each pizza also comes with cranberry sauce, warm turkey gravy, and a free Toblerone chocolate bar. All this in a limited edition pizza box that, when opened, plays the world's first pizza-themed Christmas carol. It will be available through December 29th, and so that brings the question. It's an intersection of sorts. Mash up my pizza with a Christmas Eve or kill both my parents and don't let me grieve. The Christmas pizza! Eat it or beat it! Let's kick it off with beer mug!
The baby Jesus is rejoicing after everything you just read. Mm-hmm. Eat it!
Kevin, eat it or beat it?
I will eat two of them.
Eat it! It's time for Brad Williams.
I was out until the Christmas Carol box. Now I'm in. Eat it.
I tried to find a good audio of it, but it's just video of people opening the box, but it's like, a pizza's good, a pizza's great, a pizza.
Oh,
it's just
God.
Like, oh boy.
I'm
almost happy I couldn't
That's
get audio.
Fantastic.
Let's step out of the seasonal for a minute and travel to Singapore, where there's KFC's taking a bold step into the unknown with their fried chicken. Like Simon Cowell with a Botox appointment, they've decided to do weird things with their skin. May I introduce you to the sour cream and onion chicken?
Sour cream and onion chicken.
This new variation features that brand's hot and spicy bone-in chicken coated with crushed nacho chips, deep-fried to a golden brown, and dusted with a sour cream and onion seasoning. It is truly a Doritos sour cream and onion fried chicken, okay? It's a limited-time flavor on sale until supplies run out, so that's the kind of info I need to give you to get to this point. Fry up that chicken with sour cream and onion or get on your knees and lick a homeless man's bunions. Sour cream and onion fried chicken. Eat or beat or serve bread.
I don't like the bunion.
It's
so much pressure, but you said bunion. Now I have a sour taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I love sour cream and onion chips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go eat it.
There you go.
Kevin?
I don't want the bunions. I'm eating.
Eat it. Big mugs.
In a country with such strict rules and regulations such as Singapore, I'd be afraid not to eat it. So let's go ahead and do it.
What's cane mugs?
Well done.
Cane mugs. When Jack in the Box even secretly tests something somewhere in the world, I feel a tingle in my spine. So imagine my reaction when I heard about the new version of their $3 sauced and loaded fries, the Philly cheesesteak sauced and loaded french fries.
Eat it.
All right, well, it features seasoned curly fries topped with shredded cheese and cheese sauce, grilled onions, grilled green peppers, and pieces of Philly cheesesteak. The only way this could be more Philadelphia is if you washed it down with Rocky Sweat. $3 and spotted in Arizona, so let's focus here. I ask you, cheese and steak make my fries hotter, or let R. Kelly go on dates with my daughter? Philly cheesesteak, sauce-loaded fries, eat or beat it, back to Kevin.
I'm no R. Kelly fan, so I'm going to eat it.
Eat it. Okay. Brad, eat or beat it?
I get my Philly cheesesteaks in Philly. Beat it.
Mugs.
With the eye of the tiger playing in the background, I'm eating it.
Nice.
Very good. We're splitting some up here today.
Yep.
On the subject of testing, Taco Bell's in Houston, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio are getting a sneak peek at an item that will be released nationwide in 2020. It is definitely a change of pace for the iconic Mexican fast food heaven. Get ready for the debut of crispy tortilla chicken.
Ooh. Crispy tortilla chicken.
All right. Now, these are strips of premium all-white meat chicken that's marinated in a jalapeno buttermilk-flavored marinade and coated in crunchy tortilla chip coating. They will come in classic chicken strip form with a side of signature creamy chili pepper dipping sauce. 2 to 3-piece orders will range from $3 to $4, and you'll be able to also get your finger in the taco.
Sorry?
Haven't done that in a while.
And so, now that you know this, it's judgment night. Go to the Bell for a chicken strip or see you in hell, you freaking dick! Taco Bell's crispy tortilla chicken strips! Eat or beat it, mugs!
F. Yes.
I go to Kevin, but these are chicken strips, chicken fingers,
I mean,
even, so I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yeah, you know that's happening.
Brad Williams.
You said premium chicken and Taco Bell, which I'm a little suspect of, but at the same time, of course, eat it.
Last one. You guys ready for the finale?
Yes.
Sonic continues to push the envelope when it comes to their slushy lineup. Just when you think they've done it all, well, they've done something else. They're the pioneers in the field of ice drinks, much in the same way that George Washington Carver was an innovator with peanuts. So roll out the red carpet. Carpet four, the Red Berry Sour Patch Kids Slush. Okay?
Wow.
It's currently just a very poorly kept rumor, but expect to see these soon. It's an ice slushy that features a Sour Patch Kids Red Berry flavored syrup mixed with real Sour Patch Kids candy. My mouth is puckering up just talking about it, and they usually run under $3, which is a very good deal. So, with this in mind, we approach the age-old dilemma of this or that. I ask the room, make my slushies sweet and sour, I'd rather quench my thirst with a golden shower! The Red Berry Sour Patch Kids Slushy! Drink it or sink it, let's take it to Brad! Drink it or sink it, Brad.
It needs to be served with a side of insulin. I'll say sink it.
Muggos, who has no problem with sugar.
Right. If I can find a damn Sonic anywhere around here, I'm going to drink it.
And I'm going to go on a road trip with Muggs and find it and drink it as well.
I would love to go on that road trip.
Or to California, it's on lemon.
That was my fast food report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM. That was the fast food report with Jensen.
This is crazy to me, but the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas is a week from Saturday.
It seems.
It's 1 week from Saturday.
We haven't really addressed that. We have to get this going.
It's insanity. You know,
we haven't done much for it ourselves personally, but boy, are we excited about it.
It's next weekend. Night one is Beck, Cage the Elephant, Jimmy Eat World, Young the Giant, Angels and Airwaves, Cold War Kids, The Head and the Heart, and Catfish in the Bottom. And there's still a few tickets available for night one. Night two is sold out, but get your tickets because it is it's fast approaching.
It is.
Allie's on vacation right now. Brad Williams is filling in.
That's right.
For What's Happening.
The all-new Kevin and Brad show right here on the world-famous K-Rock.
I don't know that that's been decided.
Someone just tuned in.
You haven't been in the meetings.
Right. No, that's possible.
True.
Well, some people named Hannah and Alan won Dancing with the Stars last night.
I know. Our guy didn't get it.
Gleb?
Gleb didn't win.
What?
We're Team Gleb, so...
That's all we care about. There's a
Who
dancer.
Are these people?
We've never watched one episode. I've never even watched a minute of the show, but we found out here that there is a professional dancer who is a contestant named Gleb, and we can't imagine anyone would be better than Gleb at
dancing. So we've been Team Gleb from the beginning.
That sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon, like... character.
Yeah, no, we're huge fans of Gleb.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Neither do we. Gleb.
Gleb is the winner.
Was our guy.
Gleb is still the winner.
Yeah,
technically.
Whatever they say. In your heart.
Yes.
Which is where the winner truly lies.
Yeah, and long-term life goal. He's the winner, yeah.
I read the headline, Hannah and Alan win the Mirrorball Trophy, and in my head, I'm like, which one is the dancer? Which one is the celebrity?
No idea. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Tweet me, at Funny Brad. Let me know who the celebrity is and what the
tweet
heck
Brad that
he Hannah? Or she does.
I think Hannah's the star. I think Hannah's like, I don't know. Either way, it ain't Gleb, so I ain't listening.
It ain't Gleb. No Gleb, no peace. So I brought up this story in the last What's Happening, and we promised audio, and we got audio. So let's say you're getting married in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
Okay.
Let's say that it's your dream wedding. There's sandy beaches. There's tropical fruity drinks. All your friends and family are there. Bride and groom look gorgeous. How does it get any better?
Mm-hmm.
How about if The Rock and Danny DeVito crash your wedding? That's right.
I think I'm in on that.
See, I feel like it takes a whole lot of attention away from the wedding.
It does, but in retrospect, it's a story you'll tell the rest of your life.
Hey, listen, as long as it's not my wedding, I would love to see The Rock and Danny DeVito.
Now, granted, I probably could have just stopped after The Rock crashes your wedding.
Absolutely.
But hey, Danny DeVito is like the little chocolate chip on top of the cookie where you're like, that just makes it a little better.
The big buff cookie.
And so they went there. They said hi to the bride and groom. They took selfies with guests. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, they sang karaoke together.
Unforgettable. They seem to be having a fun time.
Yeah. Was it a bachelorette party? How you'll
stay. Thought it was entertainment.
Yeah.
Like a song of love.
Yes.
There he is.
That clings to me.
Yes.
How the thought of you does things to me.
Yes.
Never before has someone been more unforgettable.
See you, big boy.
By the way, did you notice the crowd change from The Rock
and
Danny DeVito? Where it's like The Rock breathes and it's like, oh my God! And then Danny DeVito, and forever. Yeah,
Danny DeVito was turning on the sexy charm, too. And
they were like, take it off. Okay, now put it on.
Not you, the big guy. Hey, man, they had a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like that.
Sure.
That's good. Hey, if any celebrities want to crash my second wedding, which will no doubt happen after we break up because of the kid.
You're allowing them.
Yeah, exactly. Come on in. Let's do it. I shouldn't ask that on air. I should have prepared that off air. Okay, next story.
Allie doesn't. You're good.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. Do we have the Wheel of Fortune?
We
audio?
Do. We
All
do.
Right.
Yeah, you got it.
Here we go. Now, there's some controversy going on in the world of game shows. With all the stuff going on over at Jeopardy, a lot of people are ignoring Wheel of Fortune, but I think this is the bigger story. Kristen Shaw was four words away.
I'm a big Kristen Shaw fan.
Me too.
She's
not
so funny.
The actress.
Oh, okay.
No.
She was four words away from winning $10,000 and a trip to Nashville.
Wow.
When she was one letter away from solving the puzzle. And let's go to the clip.
I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Say everything. Don't add anything. Go ahead.
Right, football, left, and Sally.
No, it's not right. I'm sorry.
Now, it's wrong because she said right, football, left, and Sally.
There's no and.
There is no and.
But she was saying and also the word Sally, right? That's what she meant?
Correct.
But still technically.
And if you notice in the clip.
Incorrect.
Pat Sajak says right before she starts talking.
Yeah, I know. He even sets it up for her.
And why does he do that? She must have done something earlier.
He doesn't do that every time.
No, she must have done something earlier.
She had a look in her eye where he's like, you're going to add something.
Yeah.
And so she lost.
Oh.
Wow.
Because of that, she lost 10 grand. And a trip to Nashville, except she didn't lose the trip to Nashville.
What?
Because a Nashville-based tourism company heard about the story, and they set her up. They coordinated with hospitality companies and the Grand Ole Opry, and they gave her a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Nashville. I hate this.
Yeah, for being a loser.
You lost.
And you were set up. They said, don't add a word, and she did it.
Yes.
Did Pat say,
the price is wrong, bitch?
Shut up.
That's a different show.
Different show.
Maybe it means I'm an old curmudgeon, but I'm just like, hey, the rules are the rules. It's Wheel of Fortune. The words are the answer.
And always has been. That's always been the only thing that matters.
Yes.
When she blew it, did they play this?
Wrong! Okay. Show!
not the show.
Okay, dang
it. It's a show, though.
It's a show.
Yeah,
all right.
That involves prizes. But I just feel that
he said the words to her. Don't add any extra words.
I mean, she got the one warning that she needed. Like it was like as if they knew.
Did he say you got a
new car?
No,
that's not the show.
A different show.
Okay, my bad.
Okay,
I'm
not
trying to do Wheel of Fortune, guys.
Oh, right. Sorry about that. I gotta get on my game shows. I deserve that.
We don't watch a lot of game shows.
Anyway, Kristen Shaw, you lose. Good day, sir.
Okay.
I have ruled on that.
All right.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. Tina Turner.
Hey.
80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest legs in the business. We got to get some Proud Mary.
By the way, also, her story is unbelievable.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah. Coming out of abuse and all kinds of stuff like that. She's something.
Absolutely. We got to play some Proud Mary.
Yeah, we'll get it for one of those
later today. It is Rita Ora's birthday today. It is Avery Bradley. He's your L.A. Lakers guard. Way better than the Clippers. They won last night against the Spurs.
Neck and neck losses.
Really just a path to the championship at this point.
Load management. So.
And also, the birthday we least enjoy celebrating today, DJ Khaled.
Check this out. Sausage biscuit, A9 cents all week.
Look, I don't like it, but I love that commercial.
It's the best.
So,
I'm really torn. He really loves himself some McDonald's.
God bless him.
In so many ways. It is his birthday today. I'm Brad Williams filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
1 hour away from the only comedian that we find funny, Jay Moore.
Wait, hey.
What?
No, I'm here, guys.
What? Okay,
Brad Williams. I'm here. You like me?
The tallest comedian we find funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:07.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen, tell us about your Thanksgiving plans.
Well, here's the thing. We've talked about in the past before how Instagram has this like focused marketing. And it'll say, like, shop now, and then you find yourself buying, like, you know, socks.
And they advertise stuff to you that you really want. They're on it.
Mm-hmm. I did that last week. I bought a pixelated WWF Superstars hoodie.
They know.
Because they know me.
They know you. So I think that my phone has heard me doing the fast food report.
Mm-hmm.
Because for many, many weeks, even months, I've been getting more and more food ads. And normally they're very easy for me to just pass up.
Sure.
Well, this past week, I really outdid myself. Thanksgiving will be with my family and my in-laws.
Right.
And I got an ad in my Instagram for a very trendy, cool dessert place here in Los Angeles on Melrose called Milk Bar.
Okay, yeah.
You know about it. It's kind of world. There's one in Vegas, one in New York, obviously.
Famous.
Yeah, and there's lines around the block for this place, at least when it first opened. And you can order online, which saves you all the time. You can have it delivered. But I wouldn't call myself a big cake guy. That's not really my thing.
Right.
But I saw this photo
on Instagram.
And I immediately said I could bring this to Thanksgiving. I've never brought a dessert to a Thanksgiving. I am a pumpkin pie guy. That is really kind of my favorite.
So what was the cake?
Dessert. It's called the pumpkin
made out of
pumpkin dulce de leche cake.
Okay. So far so good.
So far so good. I'll read you the details. If you get pumped about all things pumpkins and get ready to freak the heck out. Cool.
Well, freak the heck out. I'm out on that.
I don't like when my dessert companies tell me to have an emotional breakdown.
Well, you'll be happy because then the next sentence, cool. Now breathe and bust out your best cake knife because this seasonal baby is about to go fast. Our cozy cinnamon cake studded with butterscotch chips layered with milk crumbs.
Oh, that sounds better.
This all sounds good.
Yeah.
Rich dulce de leche, pumpkin ganache, and roasted pepitas will turn every naysayer into a full-on fanatics. This is pure eating.
Sounds like it.
Okay. So they have a 6-inch, which serves 8 to 12 people, and a 10-inch that serves 20 to 30 people, okay, which is a lot.
Mine barely serves one.
So it did,
but
though.
It did. It did one time.
So I immediately was like, I'm going to order this. And I go to it, and I get the 6-inch, because that makes sense. That's more up
my alley. Sure, it's more size appropriate for you.
Right, and then I spent $68.
What?
$68.
It sounds like you're whispering. It sounded like you said $68.
But a cake wouldn't be that expensive, you didn't spend that much money.
It was $50.
$6.80, you mean.
Well, it was $50. Then there was tax, and then there was shipping, and it ended up being $68.
Shipping? You live down the street from this place.
Yeah, but they made me ship it. I didn't understand that part either. But again, I was so mesmerized by the Instagram ad and this photo of this pumpkin dulce de leche cake, I just immediately was like, this is good.
Okay.
I mean, it looks it sounds like it would be good. But once I see $50, I go, what?
Also, yeah. I think that anyone else who's bringing a cake to this Thanksgiving, it's $8. Like, they have an $8 pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
They're not even going to know I spent $68.
No, you go to the Ralph's, you get the little bundt cake, or you get the pumpkin pie, you spend $8, or
you put it in your own little container and act like you made it.
Yeah.
Okay, now
I'm not
a cheap person in the least bit. I feel like I spend money if I want something, I like it, okay, good. Mm-hmm. I have not stopped thinking about spending $68 on a cake since the minute I press send on my credit card info.
Could you not cancel it?
Let's be honest here. I looked into it. I looked into canceling it. And then they were like, yeah, we could cancel it. But then I realized, you know what? Treat myself to it and not decide to just cancel it.
Okay.
So I can't cancel it now. They told me I had until Tuesday. So I would have had to do it earlier today.
You've already made that decision.
I've made the decision, yes. But I genuinely don't think I will enjoy it. Because I think I'm going to, price every slice.
Now, oh, really? Because you're going to eat and you go, this is $8 right here.
Well, it serves 6 to 8 people, which is almost $10 a person. I almost spent $10 a person if only 6 eat it, per se. Yeah,
You didn't even see or smell.
No,
or
I know nothing about
it. You just saw it on Instagram.
Will there be a situation where one of your family members, you go, would you like a piece of cake? And they go, no, none for me. And you go, you will eat this cake.
Well, or not. Or I want more of it for me because I've spent $50.
Oh, maybe so you're going to get all your money's worth.
Maybe I'll say, do you want a piece of cake? It's not great.
It's not great.
It's not something you need.
Well, if you tell them you ordered it from Instagram, probably many will pass.
That's a strange choice for Instagram. I order shoes from Instagram.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I would ever go for food.
Can I tell you that today, when I came to get some of the info here on this website, it does say almost gone. Now, does that mean it's almost sold out, or does that mean they won't make it anymore?
I'm pretty sure it's more of the we're not making any more of these things because no one is dumb enough to order a cake off of Instagram.
We sold four of them, so we're not positive this is going to be a keeper.
So do you guys think this was stupid? Because I haven't stopped thinking this is the dumbest thing I've ever done.
I mean, you joined this radio show.
Yes.
So maybe not dumbest?
So second dumbest.
Second dumbest.
But yeah.
Okay.
I think that's not smart.
So please post photos of your food poisoning later.
I will 100%. I'll post pictures of the poop. When I have $68 pie poop, everyone's going to see it.
Okay, none of us want that, though. Gotta be honest, Jensen, I'm looking at this picture of the cake that you bought off Instagram.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
All right, $68 good?
It's no good. No, of course not.
Okay, good. All right, well, then I know I made
the
wrong decision.
But save me a piece.
I will. I'll bring it in. If you guys have $8 to spare, I'll bring you leftovers.
It is 7:23. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Jay Moore joins us just after the top of the hour. Thanksgiving is a trap, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap.
Yes.
It can go well. It can be fantastic.
It should be the best holiday because it's family, friends, football, and food.
What is wrong
with those apps?
Well, there are a lot of times when there's family that you don't hang out with during the year, and there's a reason.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you're sort of forced together on this holiday. So we do want to talk about Thanksgiving nightmares. Something went wrong at your Thanksgiving. And maybe we can give you a little heads up so that people can avoid these pitfalls.
Yeah.
Jensen, you have a story to start us off with?
Basically, I love my family. I have a very small family. So we actually used to celebrate Thanksgiving at a cousin's in-laws. We actually co-opt any family that gets involved with us because we just have no one. So, and they're very nice.
Rent a family.
It's awesome. It's great. One year, we all sat down to eat dinner. And I would say 5 or 10 minutes in, their phone rang, which was rare for them. Like, they, you know, it's a holiday. Whose phone rings?
Right.
And so they walk over, and we don't hear anything for a while. And then the whispers start amongst the table. There's probably 30-something people. And I realize the host's mother, so my cousin-in-law, whatever you would call those, grandmother passed away during Thanksgiving dinner at a home nearby.
So they called while you were there having Thanksgiving. They said, hey, by the way, Nana's gone.
Yes. The home called during Thanksgiving dinner to let us know that she passed away. And it just destroyed the room. I mean, for good reason.
Had you started the meal?
It just started. We were about 5 minutes in. I mean, I was like first bite into turkey. No one got seconds. Everyone just sort of sat there. He came back to the table and we were just like, I'm so sorry. It was almost completely silent for the rest of dinner. We all got up and left immediately after dinner, obviously.
Sure,
you don't
stick
around and
just
go
like no conversation?
Yeah. Like, are the Cowboys winning? Like, you can't like continue to have a Thanksgiving. And so we all left and it was brutal. I mean, to find out someone someone died during Thanksgiving is not a good feeling.
So a tip for the people out there, don't die on a holiday.
Yeah, don't do it. It ruins, yeah. It. Yeah. Like it, ruins it for your whole family.
Just hang on. Hang on till Black Friday.
For other
Come on,
people.
Yeah. Die on Black Friday like a normal human being.
Exactly.
Get trampled at Walmart.
Yeah.
That's what we all do.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067.
I have a Thanksgiving story as well. I didn't think I had one, and then I casually mentioned this in the break, and you all looked at me like, you have to tell that
I think
story.
You have the story.
So my dad, who I love very much, he was at my shows this past weekend at the Irvine Improv, very supportive. He's also a little bit OCD.
Okay.
A little bit OCD. He likes things very particular.
You're speaking my language.
And one of his absolute monster pet peeves is he hates it when people just pick things off his plate to eat.
I mean, he's right.
Yes.
But sure.
Okay, with hands or with fork or with anything?
Whatever.
Okay, yeah. Anything. Just, I mean, leave my plate alone.
Yes.
He spent $68 on that cake. The least we can do.
I don't think
is...
he did, by the way.
All right, okay.
I mean, now, if you ask him, hey, can I grab a piece of your turkey or whatever, then he's like, yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so as long as you have permission,
yes.
Fine. Okay.
But he has a problem with people that just do it.
Well,
so,
by the way, people that just do it probably shouldn't.
I get it.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I agree.
So we used to have Thanksgiving with these uncles and aunts that we never really liked. But that's what you do on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And so my uncle is sat next to my dad. And at one point, my uncle just reaches over and grabs some turkey off my dad's plate. My dad takes a big exhale and goes, never do that again.
And he was that serious?
And he was that serious. Okay. Like, it was just like you said a racial slur or something. He was like, never do that
I'm
again.
I'm sure there was a lot of conversation around the table, yeah. And then it all just stopped.
Yeah. It got quiet. And then there was a very uncomfortable silence. And my uncle, he's got to poke the bear.
Okay.
He goes, what? This?
Oh,
and he goes and he takes a piece of turkey once again off my dad's plate. My dad stands up. He backs away from the table, stands up, picks up his plate.
Oh, no.
Takes one step to the left behind my uncle, smashes it over my uncle's head.
How did you not think of that as a story?
How have you not done this in every act you've ever said? This is unbelievable. And he broke the plate.
Yeah.
It was like China, right?
It shattered.
And he don't give an F about nothing.
That's insanity.
Was he bleeding or?
No. It was a clean break.
What did people say? Did anyone?
There was a lot of gasping, a lot of screaming, a lot of.
Was he okay?
Did everybody start applauding? Because that's entertainment right there.
Secretly, like I said, I don't really like this uncle. Very sadly, he passed away last year. But I was
from a head wound.
Did he have complications in the brain?
A little bit. Concussion
Internal
syndrome.
Internal bleeding.
Yeah.
CTE.
Yeah. He had all that. But yeah, I was like quietly applauding because I'm like, I've been wanting to do that for years, but.
And they were fine. God. Was it laughing after that?
Eventually it got there.
Oh, so it was a fight. It was a fight at first.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not joking.
It was a real fight.
People got held back?
Not held back, but like there was a, what the heck did you just do?
Right. But then everybody went, oh, we wanted to do that too.
Yeah,
so
right.
Congrats.
Yeah. Yes. It was all good.
Hate
so,
that guy.
Yeah, so.
That would be funny if your dad's like, don't worry, guys, it was a fake plate. And your uncle's like, it was not. It was not a fake plate. I am bleeding.
We're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. How did your Thanksgiving celebration go wrong? I would like to tell Bean's story.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Bean's story's the best.
Okay.
Bean went to his dad's house, and it was just Bean and his dad and his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not incredibly social.
Bean?
So, right. So,
no way.
Or his brother. His brother, right. I think, is less social than Bean is.
Wow.
So they go there, and it's sort of, I don't want to say starts the clock, but you sort of know, like, sometimes when you go to a party or something like that, you go, okay, how long can I stay here until I need to leave?
What is acceptable?
And it's okay. Like, I'm not going to offend anybody, but what's that limit? So, you know, they're talking, and then they bring out the food, and then they're eating, and it's 3 hours, 3.5 hours, almost 4 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
And at about 4 hours in, Bean's brother says, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's in the car. You're like, what? Girlfriend was in the car the whole time.
Still girlfriend?
Yes, she stayed with him. She stayed with him.
What was the conversation?
I don't know why she wouldn't, 45 minutes in, go, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Call an Uber, go someplace
else,
whatever.
Yeah. Join because you're a human being and you can eat.
And how does he, what's the conversation with him where he goes,
wait here.
Yeah.
I'll be right back, or it'll be a while.
Yes, on Thanksgiving.
I'm just going to run in, grab some smokes.
It wasn't to go pick up the mail or something. Yeah. It was like a legit, I'm going to go have a holiday without you.
It was like 4 hours.
I mean, when was this? Did she at least have like words with friends or Angry Birds or something
don't
to do?
Know. No, I don't believe so.
I doubt it.
No, I
think
this
is an older
that.
Story, yeah.
We'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. All right, we're going to take your calls in a second on Thanksgiving's Gone Wrong.
We have a tweet from Raul at Digital Freak on Twitter. He says, a couple years ago, I baked a ham for 16 hours and took it to my grandparents. Grandpa saw a spider on the wall and proceeded to spray half of a can of Raid to kill it.
God bless him.
The Raid, along with the spider, fell onto my ham.
I mean, but the spider's dead, though, right?
I mean, sure. So is the ham. But, yeah.
But the spider's dead, though,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So what? You would eat it? That's terrible.
You don't eat the ham, but I mean, sometimes there's collateral damage.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Scott, Jay, Dexter, you guys hold on. We'll get to you right after this song on Thanksgiving's Gone Wrong. And let's start with Scott in Phoenix, who is streaming the show. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Long time, first time. Hey, nice. Brad, I saw you last time you were here in Tempe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry about that, but I will be there New Year's Eve, and I will make it up to you. Tempe Improv.
All right. Well, this story goes back a few years.
Hold on with your story. We want to take in your lack of enthusiasm for Brad's comedy.
Take in how many tickets Brad's going to sell on New Year's.
Apparently none.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. I'll probably end up seeing you anyways. Anyways. The story goes back a few years, many years ago, that my grandmother spent all day, cooking and preparing everything. You know, aunts and uncles and cousins showed up, and it was about dinner time, and my grandparents got in arguments over, I guess, a stray cat, or a cat that my grandmother wanted to adopt, or something. And my grandfather he hated cats. My grandmother loved them. Anyways, it led to the point where it got to the point where the Thanksgiving table with everything on it got tipped over and Thanksgiving was destroyed.
Wait, tipped over or thrown over?
Like, yeah.
You grabbed the table and just flipped it?
Like out of anger, my grandfather had a hot temper and he tipped the table over with everything on it, the stuffing, the gravy, the turkey,
in a Real Housewives family.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
That's crazy. That's normal crazy times 1,000. It's Thanksgiving dinner.
And the dinner was over.
So how was your Thanksgiving Big Mac?
Well, the only person that got to enjoy that Thanksgiving dinner was the cat because they got to eat the
animal. Oh, there you go.
That is the irony.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Jay in Long Beach. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jensen, Brad, Night Rocker, Mark. How you doing?
Yes, please, Night Rocker.
All right, so check this out. One year during Thanksgiving, my cousin walks in the house, his hands completely bloody. We're like, what just happened? He said, dude, I went out to my car. Some dude comes up to me screaming at me, gets in my face, so I just popped him in the mouth and he ran away.
Oh.
As he's telling us this, all of a sudden we start hearing a noise outside. We open the front door. Guy's back picked up like a piece of metal or a brick and is banging on the hood of my cousin's car. So all of us, like six of us, grab the nearest object we can use as a weapon and start chasing this guy down the street. As we're chasing him down the street.
By the way, can I just interject right here? This is what Thanksgiving's all
this
about.
This is about family getting together and beating up a homeless man.
Right.
Everyone knows that. That's the best Thanksgiving tradition. Yeah.
So you're chasing him down the street.
So as we're chasing him down the street, cop car pulls in front of him. He stops, kind of panics for a second, hits the floor, starts having a seizure.
Oh, my God.
So all of a sudden, as all this is happening, more cops show up. A girl comes running up. It's his sister. Starts apologizing to us, says her brother had been smoking. It was either crack or PCP earlier in the day, and that's why he was all out of his mind.
Oh, my God.
Good story.
That is a solid one. And also, a crazy story with an oddly happy ending.
Right?
Yeah, he's taken care of.
He's taken care of.
Families are together.
Families are there saying, hey, this is the brother. It's not just a lone wolf.
Smoking crack on a holiday. All these things are good.
Do you need, like, four more guests for this year's Thanksgiving?
Yeah, obviously. We'll bring the crack.
I'm in.
Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Dexter in Inglewood. Good morning, Dexter.
Good morning, guys. It was 2 or 3 years ago, and my cousins decided we should have a Nerf gun fight in the backyard.
Sounds
good. Now,
Yeah, so it was fun, had a good time. But the problem is, my youngest cousin, she only had a little gun that made noise, and she felt bad because she couldn't shoot me, as all cousins do. Mm-hmm. Now, so here I am lying on the ground pretending to be dead because she's, you know, pointing at me, and I want to make her feel like she's contributing to the fight. Oh. But so she looks at me, I'm dead on the ground. She takes her gun, looks at her older sister and says, "He's dead now," and drops the gun directly on my face and shatters one of my teeth in half.
Oh, my God.
She did get the last laugh. She
is
right.
She is dead.
Yeah. You are dead now.
She did kill you.
Yeah.
She wins.
Yeah. And yeah, so then after that, because there's more to the story.
Sure.
Her older sister comes in. She's 8 or 9, I think, at this point. And she wants to, you know, see, you know, tail tucked between her legs. "Oh, God, are you okay?" And so I show her the tooth, and she's looking at me, and she says, "Ooh, that's bad." Yeah, it was a Thanksgiving to remember.
That's pretty good.
And you had to gum the turkey then?
Yep.
To be fair, why'd right you get up? Dessert. You're dead. You don't know the rules of Nerf War.
It is
you
your
stay
fault.
Dead.
In the end, this is your
point.
Fault.
This is Dexter's fault. Yeah. sorry to have to tell you that. Jay Martin is up to the top of the hour right now. Brad Williams is in, filling in for Ally McKay with What's Happening.
All right. Welcome back to the Kevin and Brad Show. Well, a brand new episode.
I think that's been determined.
K-Rock,
no one signed that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. Mm. And I'm pretty sure if I just say it, then it becomes real.
Here's what I know. You lying. Here's what I know, is that you did mornings in San Francisco.
I did.
And you were very reliable.
Very reliable for 3 months.
Until
I quit.
Quit, yes. Right. Okay.
To do stand-up comedy.
Just bringing that up.
So, all I'm saying is you should have me on the show. I probably won't be on here long. I'll do it for a couple of months and then be like, wow, I hate getting up early, and then I'll just stop showing up.
Well, it sounds like a good plan.
And you could have your show back.
Give him the name. That's the perfect guy we're looking for.
Exactly. Well, let's get into what's happening. Okay. We all know it's Christmas time, getting there, you gotta go to the mall, and you gotta get your picture with Santa, and it's a pretty boring thing and something that you have to do every year. What if I told you that we could spice it up? All you gotta do is go to Canada. Where?
Go to Canada.
Where, A, you get free healthcare.
Okay.
B.
So we're moving there now.
Yes.
Okay.
A British Columbia newspaper was advertising their Christmas fair. And a minor typo, just a minor typo, can change everything.
Can I guess it?
Go for it.
Santa has something very special in his sack for you two.
Is it that Santa's sack was a...
I mean, you're not far off.
Okay,
no,
good.
No.
All right, okay.
That's worst case scenario.
Because in a slight typo, they said, come to the fair, get your picture with Satan.
Why is the kid crying?
You get it? Same letters.
I mean, I could see a very small mistake happening.
Bit of a mistake.
Yeah. So there were a lot of people that came to get their picture dressed as if they owned multiple Hot Topic stores.
Yeah, imagine the sadness in those poor goth kids. You know what I mean? Like, they're terribly sad.
Yeah. So and then they were crying. Mm-hmm. But it did make for a couple of very funny viral posts.
Sure.
Yeah. But, it was not Satan. It was, in fact, Santa, which as a dwarf, I would say, kind of one and the same.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Santa kind of enslaves my people, doesn't pay them.
Sure.
Makes them make toys for free. Communist! Is it a shocker that he wears red? Think about it, Kevin. Think about it.
Listen, I thought everyone that makes toys loves making toys. That's what I've seen
TV, right? Yeah, I've been told that it's got much better.
Right.
That they at first, they've fixed the conditions.
We are told to sing. We are told to smile. We are forced to make happy while they whip us.
Because
Santa is Satan. Right.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I do have a daughter who is on the way
in
a month.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
So I read that. Thank you. And first of all, I read stories like this, and this terrifies me.
Okay.
As a upcoming father.
Mm-hmm.
A Seattle family was disturbed to discover that a stranger had been watching and communicating with their young daughter through a baby monitor.
What? They hacked into the baby monitor?
They hacked the baby monitor.
Oh, my God.
They found this out when their daughter came into their room in the middle of the night and said, "A voice is talking to me."
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Rodney? No. Rodney had to be.
Gotta check that out.
Oh, no. Rodney, what are you saying to this poor girl?
That is frightening.
I kissed a girl.
Okay. Oh, no. Right. Rodney, no. She's three, Rodney. That's not what you do.
So glad you dig me.
No.
Somebody's got to turn off that baby monitor.
Right?
At this point.
Ooh.
No ooze involved.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It's not amazing. She's a young girl. It's an invasion of privacy, Rodney. I don't get why you're doing this.
Well, I'd like to see them play.
What? No, this is happening. No, stop
playing.
It.
No playing, Rodney.
Bad news.
That's not what you want to happen.
Right.
No wonder this poor.
What?
She's three. Whores? She's three, oh, no. Rodney.
Take
that
it
is,
easy.
That bad is news. Inappropriate.
I don't know what's happening.
This is well, bad. They were unable to trace it back to Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh, boy. They will now.
I'm losing it. Getting it back. They also noticed that the camera would be moving independently with them not giving it those commands.
Oh,
to
man.
Move.
Yes. That seems. No.
Rodney,
you shut
your mouth.
Nope.
It's Calm not.
Fabulous.
Not appropriate for this morning show, Rodney, or any morning show, really. Okay. I do not like it.
I kissed a girl.
No. I don't think you ever have, first of all.
Please.
I've seen you.
Please.
I've seen how you interact.
What happens if you have this beautiful little girl, walk in, and the baby monitor, and you hear his voice?
How great would
you
that
be? You walk in, it's just quiet, and then you hear.
There's a big party tonight over at 5. You name it, they're there. Pretty little face.
Pretty little face.
Then I go full Liam Neeson on Rodney.
Oh my god. That's my nightmare.
I start yelling into the baby monitor. I will find you. I know you're located on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh my god, really?
I will kill you, Rodney.
Call me fabulous.
That would be so awesome. Just to watch Brad.
The worst case
meltdown.
Scenario. We might have to set this up in Brad's nursery.
It's good. I mean, they have those nanny cams or like they have those dolls that you squeeze and then a voice comes out of it.
Sure.
We could put Rodney's voice. We could. Rodney.
No. I just thought of another thing.
He likes this voice way too much.
What if you get you set up a thing for Brad, you're like, oh, we can't wait to see your baby, and we bring a present and it's a Build-A-Bear, and when you press the hand it just goes,
what happened to Amy Winehouse?
I think we could get a Build-A-Bear. With
I mean,
voice.
I don't mind going to Build-A-Bear. They got some pretty good clothes there that still fit me. So it's pretty great. I can get a skater boy outfit, a nice pair of long johns. It's all right.
Liars.
Did I just say long johns?
You did.
Can we bring back Mr. Bad Example
you did,
for me?
Yes.
Good Lord. Oh, my God. And
throw you off a bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I think it would throw off anybody.
So they hack into this kid's baby monitor.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was just some guy talking to the baby?
Talk to the baby, moving the camera around. Police are investigating, but they can't really trace it. So
thank God.
The perpetrator has been seen at Cantor's Deli almost every day.
He's talking about vinyl.
Not saying it would be your best day if it happened, but
that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing. Agreed.
Do I even do celebrity birthdays at this point?
Well, I mean, I have a funny clip. So
okay.
Please.
Let's please go. Do. Rodney, is it okay if I do celebrity birthdays?
That'd be amazing.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great. Let's yeah.
Just to wrap it all up.
Perfect.
Nice little present.
It's Tina Turner's birthday, everybody. Tina Turner's birthday.
She's thrown off.
80 years old.
She's 80.
She sang this song. It's her best song. Woo! Yeah!
Wow.
Rodney.
I have What's Love Got to Do with It being her best song, just so you know.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay. I like Proud Mary, too. But I like that one as
both
well.
Both good.
Private Dancer.
What?
Yeah, good song.
And also, we mourn today because it is DJ Khaled's birthday.
Now, the chicken nuggets with the barbecue sauce, I don't know about you, but I know about me.
Wow.
Rodney's very impressed.
Yeah, I mean, he should be.
Brad Williams filling in for Ally McKay, and that, unfortunately, is what happened.
We welcome to the studio comedian Jay Moore.
Yes!
Hey! Cubbies win!
How you doing, guys? We're good. How are you?
We got 5 minutes into Jay being in the studio, and he had already said he would beat Dave King of Mexico in a wrestling match.
King of Mexico is mouthing off.
In a minute, and I agree 100%.
That's the correct data, but it's through an odd prism you sent it. I sent it through an odd filter.
I have a filter.
I had my arm around Dave. He made a wrestling move on me. Mm-hmm. I told him, I have an overhook. You're done. You don't realize it. Mm-hmm. And then he said, I could wrestle you.
And
I go, you wouldn't last a minute. It wasn't like I walked in and just started grabbing interns.
I'm trying to give you...
You're going to get me Me Too'd by guys.
No, I was trying to give you a good attitude.
I got a grinder for that.
Yeah, no, it's a party when you're here is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, man.
Now, the King of Mexico has ridiculous, crazy overconfidence in everything, even though he's never done it.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Well, he's a Clippers
mostly,
fan.
Yeah, mostly being a radio producer.
That too, yeah.
What's the saddest place that you can apply your confidence? Program director?
There you go.
Guy, tell you what I'm going to do. It's all mariachi music starting at midnight.
Ooh,
fixed it.
Jay Moore is here. He's going to be doing 4 shows this weekend at Brea Improv.
Been a long time since I've been over in Brea.
Why?
I just was out on the road, you know, after the divorce. You just got to get that child support money.
Child support tour?
$10,000 a month.
Jeez.
That's you said that crazy. Last time. And it
let's say hypothetically I make 30 grand in Tempe.
Okay. Okay.
10 grand's gone.
Yeah. Right.
So now I got 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. 7 grand rent.
Okay.
Yeah, I got 13. Mm-hmm. That 3 grand goes to my agent. That's his commission. I got 10. But I'm paying tax on the 30. So I'm minus 2 grand? You freaking pirates. Get out of my wallet if you hate me so much. Don't take the check, Huey. Angie! Right? You know how they get, honey.
Don't forget, Jay, I have my cut as well. You got to give it to your manager, Barry.
In perpetuity, man.
Perpetuity. Anything
single
you do.
Card billing.
But
that's right.
Weekend 2 is yours, right? Weekend two.
Weekend 2 would
that's
be
yours.
Yeah.
So you got to work 2 weeks a month.
It's nuts. No, it's like, yeah.
No,
I was out like every weekend.
I understand that, yeah.
For about 2 months.
Oh, that must drive you crazy.
No, I love it. Like, I really love it.
You love being on stage. You don't love traveling.
And just having new. I'm in the weird, like, I'm sure Brad's gone through this too.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you just hit this weird, like, cruise control where coming up with new stuff is just happening.
Yeah.
Happening.
I got a baby on the way, so it's all new. It's all. It's
Dad. How'd you and mommy meet?
That's a great question.
I hope she never asked that. That's gonna be a fascinating. Yeah, it's a girl. So he's gonna be like, how did you and mom fall in love? Was it like a Disney movie?
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I was taking a dump and I swiped right.
on a crazy app
twice.
Too.
Yeah. I did that. You know, the other girl didn't show up.
I mean, is that's a story you tell publicly?
Oh, yeah. It's been recorded that I met my wife on an app that's specifically designed for people trying to have threesomes, and the other person didn't show up. So I thought
you fell in love.
You'll do. And
wow.
That's you know what? That's a good kid. Both of them. Brad's a good kid, and she's an Asian, a real Asian.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Korean, awesome. I think.
Chinese. Please don't make that mistake in front of her.
Big deal. That's a big deal.
Is that better or worse?
On the hierarchy, she would be higher. On their hierarchy, not
if
on
you
mine.
Ask her.
Yeah, that's what it is. On hers,
she's Chinese.
Yes,
that's the top, I believe.
I think they.
That's the alpha Asian.
I try not to rank Asians.
I mean, I feel like that's probably a better way to go.
I think that's a category for Pornhub is like you rank Asians like that way. Oh. They can do it. But
I'm glad you brought that up. Hey,
okay.
Pornhub, if you're listening, enough with the Asians. Please stop. Like, everything's blurred out. Everything's pixelated. The lady's like, I don't know if she's crying or laughing. It could be a gang bee or like her quinceañera. She's got her hands over her face going, She looks like the dog in that video game Duck Hunt. They always got their hands over their mouth.
Her kids in Yetta, you also said.
That's the first Duck Hunt reference in a long, long time.
That's why I'm here, Kevin.
Professional. You can hear that and other 80s video game references at the Brea Improv this weekend. Go see
four shows.
Jay Moore. Four
hey,
chances.
Hey, prostate exam doctor. What is this, Dig Dug?
Another good one. I like it.
I'll just do that all day. Yeah, I got Hubert in the green room.
While you're up there, check my asteroids.
What about, what was that, Froggy? Is that the
Frogger.
One?
Frogger.
No, no, Kevin,
Frogger.
Kevin you had it. No, you had it. Froggy was Froggy.
Good.
Froggy was everyone's favorite game.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Froggy was the character from Little Rascals, but no, it's good.
Up there with Super Marty Brothers.
I wasn't. Legend of Zion. It's a Jewish video game. Legend of Zion.
Much sadder, actually. It ends pretty rough.
It just keeps ending. I wasn't ranking Asians, Brad.
Oh, I understand.
I was quantifying.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But I wasn't going like number. I did actually say that. Exactly.
Well, no,
I said
Chinese that's like a known
top.
Thing. They bring Christine in.
Chinese is number
Christine
one,
come
right?
In.
And they're all in the mix.
Christine
number
in.
Two.
We need
no last.
I need a resident Asian.
There's yeah. No like last place. Filipino.
Christine's coming in. Christine, yeah. Don't. Within like, the community of Asian people, don't you guys rank
half?
Rank, there's like a hierarchy. It's
this,
not right.
This is
not.
So ridiculous
it's
right
true,
now.
Not for me. I'm
you
saying within your
so
community.
You guys are so obnoxious.
Within
okay,
your
why
community.
Is that, hold on. Why is that obnoxious? It's a serious question.
Well, okay. Look, you're talking about ranking human beings against
we're
other human
you,
beings.
I mean, that's true.
We're
that is
based
half
upon
Chinese woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If
that half makes her better than others.
As a Chinese colloquialism.
Yes.
I'm also half Korean.
Is it spoken about being better than?
Within your community.
I don't subscribe to that type
no,
of
I'm not
belief
you do.
System.
I'm not saying you do.
Let's not do the Me Too dance here. I'm
do
really
people,
asking
do
you.
People, yes, for reals. Do people in your race rank which
oh
different
God,
which different right. Kind of origins you come from?
You're never going to get this kind of not racist honesty in your life.
True.
You know what? I've heard people okay. Say stuff like that.
Okay. Why are you breaking our balls about it?
People
you guys are the
say,
worst. Yeah, my parents say that all the time.
Oh my God! No, my
the Korean half
don't.
Of my family isn't allowed in the house. They eat on the lawn.
Oh my God, Jay!
What? I was on a plane with a guy, this Asian guy, and I go, "Are you Korean?" He goes, "Hey, whoa, do I look Korean?"
Right. See, that's what
I go,
mean. That's
yes.
Like a thing. Yeah.
He goes, "I'm Japanese." I go, "Is that better or worse? What are we doing?" I know you're not white or black. That's about as smart as I am.
Yeah,
you could be
out.
An Italian with Down syndrome with that haircut.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
That's why we have Jay Moore in.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Christine.
I can't believe Brad would say that.
Jay's going to be at the Brea Improv 4 shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Jay Moore.
Is here.
Yo, what's is happening?
Here. Well, you know, we're just having some fun talking about your Brea Improv.
You know, so we were talking about dating apps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why the straight dating apps hasn't gotten as hip. Grindr, the gay dating app, mm-hmm. Sounds like a Norm bit. Jesus. You know that Grindr.
YouTube.
You know that gay dating app called Grindr? Mm-hmm. That tells you how many feet from you the other gay guy is, right? I'm an old chunk of coal, Brad, but I know I need to know when they're within 8 feet, you know? No, Grindr, like Tinder and Bumble, they go, in your town. And Grindr's like, no, 44 feet. There's an open
3 o'clock.
There's an open spot there.
Are you on apps?
It's ridiculous.
That's your thing.
Does that mean yes or no?
Yes. But like no woman wants to. Brad hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah. With his Filipino wife.
Do not say that to her.
Where is she? Why?
She's at home. And she just sent me a very angry text because she heard she was listening to
her.
She doesn't listen to the whole show.
When you said that'll do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She heard that part.
Why
so.
Can't I say she's Filipino?
She could because she's Chinese.
So
we talked about this before.
If she called me Italian, I'm not going to get upset. Like, what are you English? Whoa, hey, whoa. Do I look English? Like, yeah, all right. Chill out, lady. My friend was on, he's gay, obviously. He was on Grindr, and it said there was a gay guy 8 feet from him, but he was in his apartment alone. So he thought he had, like, a home invasion. So he's going through his apartment with, like, a knife. Nothing. Like, 3 days. It's just
with a knife?
Yeah, like, in case he found.
Should have had lube and a condom.
No, we just thought it was, like, a gay intruder.
Oh.
But I agree with
I
you.
I think I rented that last night.
That's, Okay, good. I want to see it when you're done. It was his landlord upstairs.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because we think of distance, we think left and right.
Of course,
gays think top bottom. God bless them. If I was gay, it'd be so much more interesting.
Be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Oh, at least people have a reason to hate me. Instead of this vague amorphous cloud that rolls through about me once in a while.
Do when you meet women off dating apps, or do the pictures look like what you swiped on?
Well, that's the problem. Ladies, full body shots only from now on the dating app. Because you get just a pretty face and you're like, all right. And then you go to the bar, she walks in, you're like, oh, jeez, I fell for that already, you fatso. Full body shot only, beautiful face, and she looks like Grimace from McDonald's wearing a purple shirt. She came to the wall at the restaurant like Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah! Hey! Oh, I'm there to get laid. She's there for seconds. I could have said lunch. Maybe lunch. I'm there to get laid. She's there for lunch.
She's there for
seconds.
Alliteration.
And tag it with seconds.
Yeah, there you go.
And no more filters, too.
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Your girlfriend, your wife won't send you a picture of herself
without
like an owl flying out of her eye socket. It's like, you don't look like that. You show up to the date, you're like, really? You're not a panda? What, you know?
That, it's like, especially when they're trying to send like the sexy photos, it's like, don't put the dog face on yourself.
He's spitting.
Jay Moore just spit on the mic.
I almost choked.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, you're hot, baby. It's like, no, now I just want to scratch your belly.
She's playing DJ Kid. Get pretty with the scritch, 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 scratch. And you got a little dog pound nose.
Please don't show me the lipstick. That'd be even more terrifying.
Kind of takes me out of it. Yeah. Those fake freckles and Harry Potter glasses are making me hot. You have any light up Buzz Lightyear sneakers that you can put on there? Really complete this?
Sadly, I do.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't think that was a real question for you.
No, I do.
Okay.
They fit.
No, look, whatever fits.
Okay, I got light up sneakers. I got Heelys. They're great. They're great in the airport.
Jay, when was the last time you went on a date from a dating app, or did you?
8 months.
8 months ago.
It's like a moat around the castle. The dating app for the lady. Like, they don't really want to meet. They just want to have like pen pals.
Oh, like, and just talk it out.
They text for a while. And you're like, I had one lady go like, all you do is ask if we can meet. I'm like, that's the whole point of this thing.
That's what this is.
Yeah. And she eye roll emoji back. I'm like, really? That's like a grown up. That's not like me to go after grown ups. Right. Like an adult lady. Yeah. Like over, 17 or whatever, 16.
And by that you mean 18.
No, she was old, like 19. And you know what? Everybody listening that's in a relationship, you're going to break up with that person. I'll tell you that.
Always?
Either going to be old and decrepit and matching sweatsuits, walking Yorkies in a cul-de-sac slowly with big sunglasses, and then buried next to each other with matching tombstones, or you're going to break up.
Right. Those are
Which
the
one
options.
Seems more likely?
I'm going for tracksuits.
You got it.
That sounds great.
You got it. You with an Asian wife down in the Orange County.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got the long sleeves, the big green visor. She wanted to sound like, I'm all in on that. In front of me on my jog as you walk sideways for no reason.
He's trying to break you up right now.
No. I'm saying they're in it to win it. I know that.
My wife did just text me to tell you something.
And that's, okay.
What is it, Yoko?
F-U... Filipino, I'm going to kick him in the face.
Okay.
Where's she headlining this weekend?
All right.
Why is she in this? Tell her to mind her business. He's got two headliners rolling here.
But you're talking about one headliner's wife who's just about to give birth.
I'm not talking about one headliner's wife. I said Brad and his wife are going to pull that off.
Yeah, he's
and going to go the long distance.
Exactly.
You and have matching sweatsuits. I'm not talking about
his
wife.
Which sounds amazing.
See how everything gets framed like I'm a creep? Oh, the visor thing? I just want them to be happy.
You
can't have a tan Asian wife.
No.
That means they're swingers.
Well, okay.
Has that ever happened?
Wait, what? Tan?
A threesome.
Oh.
With the person that you met on a threesome dating site.
Show business. Of course it happens.
Wait, me and my wife?
You understand my question.
Are you asking if they're still on the app?
He wants to know you and your wife ever had a threesome.
If it ever happened, yes.
It's a very circuitous route to take that question.
Yeah. Of course. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just goes, did it ever happen? Senate committee over here.
I yield my time to the senator from Boston. Did it ever happen? East Benign, Berliner.
I don't know what accent that was. You know why you're going to break up? Not you and your wife.
Sure. Thank you.
I've been divorced twice, so I'm kind of an expert on this.
Right.
Your lady, like your girlfriend, your wife, she doesn't like you at all.
Well, that's a...
That's just always the case?
Yeah, but okay. Not when you're dating. When you get married, so, like, ladies, we don't know when we go from Man of Your Dreams to a toddler that annoys the hell out of you all day. Like, this much.
It's pretty quick.
You rush home from work because if you don't get home quick from work, you hear about it. So you rush home from work, and she looks up. She goes, oh, hey, how long are you going to be here? You're like, but I live here. Like, what are you talking about? And they ask you cute questions when you're dating, like, do you think about me when you're at work? And we lie. We go, yeah. Then when you're married, everything's accusatory. What took so long walking the dog? Like, what? Who'd you talk to? Did you talk to somebody? It took a long time. What took so long at the grocery store? Oh, I don't know. Nobody there knows what the hell dry shampoo is. When you get out of bed once in a while, shower. Hey, why are you in the bathroom so long? Because I don't disappoint anybody in there. When a woman's looking at you and you don't know she's looking at you, she's thinking, how freaking dumb is he? All the time. And we don't think
that's
that.
We know that.
We look
now.
At her when she's not looking and we're thinking, she's so pretty. I wish she was nicer to me. So how does that last? It doesn't.
Can we continue on the hot takes?
Yes, but we're out of time right now.
All right.
So can you stick around for another break, Jay?
I'd love to.
All right. Yeah. Hours here.
Let's do it.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey.
Okay, hey.
Yeah, we're on.
Yeah, we're on. What?
He's winded from it.
What?
Dave.
Winded from that.
Dave, oh, he's winded.
Dave
oh, I
and
know.
Jay during the break.
It's more tiring.
Hand
than
wrestled. You guys basically
hand fighting.
You hand yeah. fought. You guys. He,
well,
your
one
hands.
Of us did
for 20 seconds.
The other he just one kept, wheezed.
He's gassed. He's winded right now.
Yeah. He's not in great shape.
My heart rate's up.
Is it?
Yeah.
You are a coach.
Wrestling.
You wrestling coach. Wrestling coach.
I am. Palisades High. Mighty mm-hmm. Mighty Dolphins.
And you love it.
I love it more than anything. You know, I'm an addict. I like to give with conditions, man. I send Brad a thank you note.
Expect one back.
Like, where's him acknowledging the thank you note? But that's not why you do something nice for somebody.
That seemed double sided.
That's an alcoholic break.
I heard you talking about your depression at times, and you're in bed for 3 days at a time, and then the coach will call and go, "We need you," and you're up and out the door. And
that was the thing that like really saved me. Was look, you know me as well as anybody, Kevin, outside of like people that see me every day. I went to a mental hospital twice in the last 2 years to ask for a bed. Because I was actually going mad.
Wow.
I was going insane. And it was the divorce.
What was it? Oh, okay.
I was just so angry and so hurt and just confused, you know? And I remember once, both times, it was a Friday night. It was downtown. I went down there to visit somebody else. And then both times I asked them if they had a bed. And as the person started to speak to me, I realized both times, by the grace of God, I had the improv Saturday night.
Right.
And I went, oh, I can't do that to Rita.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then both times there was an odd 7 a.m. Sunday wrestling practice.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, those were the paddles. Clear. So
but
I'm like, if I do that first.
Is that good?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's yes.
Okay.
It's good because it keeps you doing things for other people.
I can't do that to Rita. And yeah. Then I had to coach. And that was like, brought me back to life juice there. But would you ask me?
He's,
I'm
like,
really high.
I was saying you were talking about.
Oh yeah. So
being
when
in
my
bed
depression
days,
was really bad, yes. I'd be in depression. You know, 3 days. There was like the dogs went to the bathroom in the bed. I didn't care, and I just got a text that said I'm going to be late. I need you to run practice. When I was over at Crespi in Encino, and it wasn't like I had to get my act together. It was like you did with the snap. Just I read that text, and I was just in the shower, and then in my head thinking of like a schedule for the practice.
And nothing did that for 3 days until that.
No, nothing did that for 49 years.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Know, not even stand-up. It's like, stand-up, I'm like, ugh, I got to get out of this bed and go across the street.
To the Brea Improv, November 29th and 30th.
Well done.
Four shows this weekend.
Another comedian
right there.
Is one of the reasons that stand-up is so lonely and yet coaching is of service for other people? Could that be?
They're very similar, though. Both are like a monastic life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're always alone.
Right.
Like, you go on the road. You can't, like, Brad... When he was coming up, he can't explain to his friends what happened when he opened for somebody for the first time, and because they can't even conceptualize what you're going through.
Yeah.
And wrestling, like you can't explain wrestling. You never hear wrestlers going, and there was that one time where you did the, like you never hear wrestlers talking about wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And football, baseball, there was like all these stories. Basketball, remember the time you took that three? It's just because you can't explain it to anybody. It is a weird, lonely life.
Yeah, other people don't really understand it. And like most people's framing point for something like wrestling would just be, oh, like WWE? You're like, no.
I say, oh, yeah, snap into a Slim Jim and a seatbelt.
Jay Moore too soon? Coaches all of his kids.
Good reference.
Yeah,
well done, sir.
Thank you.
Jay,
R.I.P. Poffo.
Sports and Jay Moore, he has an encyclopedic brain about things. So what we want to do is we wanted to get some of his hot takes about what's going on in sports now in Jensen's hot takes. Is that cool with you?
Hot takes.
All right. Jensen's hot takes. Okay, so first, LeBron James is the greatest basketball player of all time.
We were hoping for...
Well, he'll get there.
Okay.
What do you think? What is your
Oh, you didn't ask me a question.
That's the response. Well, that's just a hot take. Your response. LeBron James is the greatest player of all time.
In my opinion.
Okay. But LeBron or Michael Jordan, no.
If I was starting a team, I'd start it with Magic Johnson.
I think so, because okay.
he plays center.
Yes, but also, isn't there a lot about teammate and enthusiasm and inspiration and all that kind of stuff that
LeBron
comes with him as well?
LeBron dragged dogs from the racetrack in Miami into the finals. Dellavedova, Tristan Thompson.
He's right.
Bums. No Kyrie, no Kevin Love. He just dragged them.
Yeah.
All right.
Put him on his back.
I'm not arguing with you about
LeBron
Magic.
LeBron is a cyborg.
Yes.
But I'm going to go Magic.
Magic. Okay. Giving Clayton Kershaw the new contract was a bad move.
What, the one that he signed a couple
years
ago?
This last one, yeah, this last one. No, the extension, basically. Okay.
No.
Even though choking in postseason doesn't bother you.
What? No,
well, I mean,
that's an assumption you just made.
Well, no, I mean, truthfully,
even though choking in postseason does not bother you,
I'm saying he hasn't delivered in postseason. He hasn't delivered in postseason, so people have questioned the contract. I am on your side. I think we should have given him the contract no matter what.
6 months of baseball before you get to the playoffs, and they don't get without Clayton Kershaw.
Correct, 100%. I'm with you.
Is he a number one guy? No.
Listen, I'm Hot Take Jones for a reason.
Hot Take Jones, HTS, HTJ.
Okay.
Hot Take Jones. Is he wrestling?
Now I'm understanding what he is. Now I'm understanding what we're actually doing.
Okay, sorry. Right. Here we go. No matter how good Lamar Jackson is, the Patriots win the Super Bowl again.
False.
You think it's the Ravens' year?
I just know Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson are just not human. They're crazy. Okay. It's insane. I can't believe what I'm watching.
All right, I agree. I'm with Jay on almost everything.
You know,
I don't think the Patriots win.
Next Niners Seahawks game is going to be like an all-time classic gladiator bloodbath.
Okay.
And I think it comes out of the NFC West.
Love that. Floyd Mayweather still has a good fight in him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did he have a first good fight?
Oh, I mean, Floyd Mayweather is one of the greatest strategic boxers. It's not fun to watch.
Brad's poo-pooing the defensive style, the peekaboo, as Colin might say.
He doesn't mean good fight as far as, like, winning. He means good fight as, like, where's my bang for my buck, you know?
Yes!
All right.
Spent $60 on some entertainment.
Hey, Floyd, how about a jab, you know?
robot umpires would help baseball.
Yes.
Okay. That's a tough one. Because people have said they've done the games with robots, and it's about 50-50.
Never base comedy or entertainment on binary answers.
All right, moving on. Stephen A. Smith is worth the money at ESPN.
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
$8 million.
He gets people talking.
You just said his name.
Okay, all right, moving on.
I wasn't thinking about him at all.
Do you like him?
All right.
I love him.
Do you love him?
I love his radio show, too. But I also love the things that happen because of him, like when people do his rants on a baby voice app.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't even understand. I'm the New York Knicks. I can't even look at my own father.
So nuts.
I'm a straight punk.
Okay, all right. Last one is the Clippers go further in the NBA playoffs this season than the Lakers. Yes or no?
Let me put this to bed for you and Dave, the King of Mexico.
Okay.
For once and for all?
For Billy Crystal, for Frankie Muniz, and for every divorced dad, because that's what they can afford. It's the Clippers. Don't ever forget, no matter what good comes, it's the Clippers. It's the Clippers. They're holding out Kawhi Leonard for left leg pain management. Like, it's the most Clipper thing I've ever heard of. Like, you finally get the superstar with another superstar, and you don't play him at the same time.
Right.
There's a reason they're three games behind the Lakers.
They are. I mean, Lakers
they're
are
the Clippers.
On fire.
And by the way, that new floor is nice.
It is nice.
The black Mr. by the baseline.
Inspired. Yeah, yeah.
It looks like the tile at like a jacuzzi at a men's spa.
Well, those are the hot takes. So.
Those weren't takes at all.
They were very hot takes.
Of course. Yes or no this, yes or no that, true or false this, and yes or no that.
Those
LeBron's
are hot takes.
The greatest
you
player
saying Magic Johnson is the greatest player of all time is a hot take.
I agree.
People would say it's either LeBron or Jordan almost in every case. Magic is a wild card there.
Bronze there in the discussion.
They all are.
You
there
have to take centers off the table.
Yes.
When you have this
discussion. Because you put Wilt or whatever would be probably an easy answer.
He averaged more minutes than there were minutes in games at one point.
Yeah, right. He did.
Right?
Yeah.
Like it was 40. He averaged like a minute more than what a game was. They played so many overtimes.
Yeah.
His average is more than what a game is.
He scored 100 points.
I mean, that happened, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's sports with Jay.
Jay Moore at the Brea Improv. This weekend, he has four shows. He's got Friday at 7:30 and 9:45 and Saturday at 7 o'clock and 9:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brea's. Thank you, brother. And Brea has been real good to me. I'm excited to go out there and shake it up. And Al Pacino, shake it up, Brad Williams. Thank you, Kevin.
Coming in from the Irishman.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Hallie is out on vacation. Brad Williams is here filling in.
I am here. I'm filling in. I'm trying to get you people to like me.
Okay.
Mm. I get it. Allie's great. Allie's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get some love. So I'm going to do what most people do when they're trying to get people to like them. I'm going to bribe you.
Buy them off.
I'm going to bribe you with gifts and presents. How about a four-pack of tickets to LA Kings Holiday Ice presented by Coca-Cola at LA Live?
Yay!
Go, Kings! Go! Plus, there's more!
What?
A four-pack of tickets to the LA Kings game on January 6th! Go, Kings! Go! That's right, I'm giving you pass to the ice rink. Tickets to the Kings game. Ooh. It all happens at LA Live in downtown. You can go ice skating downtown. That is my gift to you. All you have to do is call the phone number 1-800-520-1067. Is that still the number?
You got it.
All right. And the Kings have won two Stanley Cups. Let's have it be caller number two. Go, Kings, go! Go Ducks. All right!
You go straight to hell.
What?
You go straight to hell.
I don't know what I said. What are you talking about?
Trying to get people to like you. What about the people in this room?
Don't care.
Mele Kaliki Makia.
What was that?
It's our Brother Mike.
Oh, it's Brother Michael Snyder yesterday.
That's right. Well, speaking of holidays, you told me that I have this time on What's Happening to talk about anything that I want to talk about.
Well, that's not technically what anyone told you, but no one's going to stop you.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let's see what it is.
Talking about the holidays, I have a rant about a certain holiday commercial. I can't say the company of this commercial because they may or may not be a sponsor of this fine radio station.
Okay,
but there's a commercial where a young husband and wife who are young and impossibly hot,
mm-hmm.
both are impossibly hot, mm-hmm. and they're living in a mansion, Frank Lloyd Wright mansion.
Okay.
And the wife comes up to the husband and goes, "I bought us his and her sunglasses." And then the husband's like, "That's great. Thank you so much. Sunglasses, that's awesome." He goes, "I also bought a his and her gift." And they go to the driveway, and there's two
mm-hmm.
trucks.
I've seen it.
And he's like, "Look what I got, his and hers. And that truck is for me. That truck is for you." The wife runs to the truck that is for the husband
mm-hmm.
and goes, "I love it." And the guy's like, "Well, actually, I wanted that." And she goes, "I love it." And he goes, "All right, I like red." I have a problem with this ad.
Okay, why? Why?
Because if the guy is spending, first of all, you're too young and too hot to be spending $60,000 on random trucks. Those are $60,000 trucks. I know that if my wife came home and I said, "Look, I bought two $60,000 trucks," she would look at me and be like, "Who are you bagging right now?"
Because it's not me.
It's not me.
Okay, so I just watched the commercial of said car commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The thing that throws me off the most is he could not have been more right about the house. It is the least...
Oh, yeah.
You cannot, like, even feel any sort of connection to this couple.
No.
They're in a mansion.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's stunning.
It's like, where do you live? The Getty? Yeah. Like, what is this?
I'm trying to see in the commercial. It looks like there are four garage doors in the front of it, but yet the two cars are parked outside. So maybe the other four
because they have boats and Ferraris in the other garage doors. Yeah. So how am I supposed to look at this couple and look at my wife and be like, "That could be us"?
It cannot be anyone. Yeah,
no, it can't.
It's too much pressure to put on people. That's all.
Exactly.
Too much pressure.
They're also in like their late 20s.
Yes, they are.
Maybe they're squatting.
they're house sitting.
Yeah, maybe.
And they stole the cars.
What is this impossible standard that you are setting for us? Where it's like, oh. No, by your late 20s, you should be living in the Guggenheim.
And you get his and hers cars for Christmas.
The wife takes the car that you bought mm-hmm. for you, assuming it's his money. That's slightly sexist, sure. But I am assuming because he bought the
gift. He said it's for you. Yeah, he bought it.
And so he's saying, that's my truck. And she just goes, nope, my truck. And he just goes, oh, yeah, sure, I'll take the other one. Hells no! I spend $60,000 on the truck that I want, and you just go, my truck.
The house is also filled with Basquiats and Warhols. I'm noticing a lot more. And also, he throws money into a fire on the way out. So I don't know how anyone relates
to
this.
How does he drop kick a dodo bird? I thought they were extinct
dodo bird.
Yes!
It's too much.
It's insane. The ad is dumb, and I hate this ad, and whoever thought of it should be fired. Cancel.
But if they're sponsors, this is the best commercial of the season.
It's wonderful, and I'm totally going to buy these trucks. Right. I'm absolutely going to go and buy these trucks.
From your mansion, yeah.
What else? Oh, my computer went to crap, so I don't know the unlock code. So let me do some other special.
The unlock code?
I don't know.
Is that your
here.
Personal computer?
No, the K-Rock computer.
Okay.
I don't know the code.
Oh, okay, all right.
That has...
That's it. That's the code.
But I do know that there was a story that... All right. Kevin.
Yes.
Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Do you let the dog lick your face sometimes?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if you should keep doing that.
I know. That's one of the questions that we used to ask in 60 Seconds. Yeah. Is dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
Well,
I'm always a yes.
I'm always a yes, too. Yeah. I thought so. I thought it's delightful, except for the fact that you could die.
I've had your dog lick me on the face, by the way, when your wife brings that dog in here.
How dare you? That is my dog, sir.
Same thing, though,
I
right?
This was going to move on to his wife soon.
No.
Okay.
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
That's all.
I was just waiting.
She brought the dog. I love the dog.
Well... There is a case that was recently studied in the European Journal of Case Reports where a man was licked by his dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog's tongue was infected with a bacteria that is called, and Lord knows I am not going to get this right, Capnocatophaga.
I think you nailed it.
That's it.
Canimorsis.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Sure.
I thought you were done and you nailed it.
Got that.
All right.
And that bacteria apparently lives in the tongues of both dogs and cats.
Okay.
The dog licked the owner. He went to the hospital with flu-like symptoms. And you're like, it's just a flu. Well, then he goes into cardiac arrest.
Holy crap.
Was revived.
Mm-hmm.
But then his extremities turned gangrene.
Oh, no.
Okay. And that's extremities plural.
I'm still with you.
And then he developed septic shock where multiple organs fail.
All right.
And he dies.
Wow, I was with you till then.
Wow.
Now I don't want to kiss dogs anymore.
Fatality.
Wouldn't it be funny if when I kissed your dog killed me? That would be hilarious, right?
I mean, I'd be sad that you'd be gone, but...
Also, it's worth
epic
the story.
Story.
Also,
the story.
Great for the act.
Story.
Great for your act.
All right, someone find this dog. Have this dog.
No,
lick
no,
the couple
dog.
From the Guggenheim car commercial.
Oh, yes. Yes, good tie-in.
And then they'll all go.
Yes, good tie-in.
Let's get to celebrity birthdays, everybody. It is Tina Turner's 80th birthday today. Hit that proud.
You really hit it. Wow. It's a nice dance you're doing there, Brad.
Yes. Happy birthday, Tina Turner. Happy birthday, Rita Ora, mm-hmm. not Tina Turner. And also, happy birthday to DJ Khaled.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
I mean, I would agree. That's the one time I would agree with you, DJ Khaled. I'm Brad Williams, filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
We were talking a little bit earlier this morning about how there are so many Halloween songs.
Yes.
Thanksgiving songs, really not so many.
Well, there's more Christmas songs than
Yeah, way more. More Christmas than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Thanksgiving, there's almost nothing. And I think we agreed earlier this morning that the best song that we have heard about Thanksgiving so far is this one.
How did Thanksgiving start? In the days when the battle was over.
I mean, I'm not sure everyone agreed with me on that one, but
I mean, they should really play that song for the kids in elementary school to help them learn the Thanksgiving story.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, correct. Thank you. And then we didn't play this one yet, but there's always.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, ooh, Thanksgiving. Turkey things are gonna happen.
My favorite part.
Yeah, no, that's
gobble, gobble. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window.
Okay, so there's that one. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. You heard the whole thing.
Thanksgiving cooks.
There are
outside the tree.
There are some kid songs for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And some of them will annoy the crap out of you. And I assume the turkey pokey.
is one of them.
Is everybody ready to do the turkey hokey pokey?
Yeah! You put your drumstick in, you took your drumstick out, you took your drumstick wow. in, and you shake it all about.
Come on now with the sound effects.
You do the turkey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Okay, so there's
Come
that
on,
one.
You gotta wait till it says giblets, then it really picks up.
I don't, I edited that part out. I can't take any more turkey pokey.
Okay.
What about Bryant Odin and the turkey song?
Okay.
This is one where it's just literally ruining Thanksgiving. And I'll tell you why.
It's Thanksgiving Day and we're gathered round. Little children make a joyful sound. And there's no school and we get to play. And we're all thankful for this day. Except for the turkey.
I don't know the dance. Right. Do we need...
Oh, that's a bad sign.
Do we need
the turkey.
That?
Yeah. La, 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 la. Except for the turkey. There's a wreath of leaves on the front door. And we all say what we're thankful for. There's such good food and there's such great fun. And there's such big smiles on everyone except for the turkey.
All right, I think we get it.
So I mean, it's true.
Yeah, I feel like that's the official true, Thanksgiving but... song for like vegan Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Yeah, that could be too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what about, I don't know if you guys have heard Cuckoo Kangaroo.
So these are friends
Cuckoo,
of mine.
Cuckoo Kangaroo.
Let him listen, say this.
I did. I nailed it.
He got it. They're coincidentally friends of mine. That is not set up. It's just a song that gets played during Thanksgiving. They're called Cuckoo Kangaroo. They used to be, they're on Warp Tour. They've went on tour with the Aquabats. They are a kids group that just plays towards adults.
We do the gobble gobble, we do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble, we do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble, we do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble, gobble gobble, gobble gobble. We do the gobble gobble, we do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble, we do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble, we do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble gobble, gobble gobble, gobble gobble. Let's hear a woo woo, you got a woo woo. I like that woo woo, give me a woo woo. And that's nice, that's so nice.
One more time.
Let's hear a whoop whoop. You got a whoop whoop. I like that whoop whoop. Give me a whoop whoop. And that's nice. That's so nice.
I mean, come on. That's pretty good, right?
Come on.
Put your foot out. And
pretty
you
good.
Flap those wings. Bring your foot back. And you shake that thing. Put your foot out. And you flap those wings.
This is very close to the turkey pokey right now.
This, I mean, yeah. It's getting there. It has instructions.
Yeah. And you shake that thing. Put your arms out to the side.
Right
side. Put your arms out to the side.
Left side.
Put your arms out to the side.
Right side.
Flap it out, flap it out, flap it out. We do the gobble gobble. We do the turkey wobble.
Come on, yeah. Right?
It's good. The bop.
We do the turkey
wobble. That's a bop. That's a good
yeah,
song.
I like it.
Should
yeah.
we make that our official Thanksgiving song?
I could take that one over the Sam the Armenian comedian.
So Armenian comedian first?
Okay, first Armenian comedian.
Okay. So 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:35. Mm-hmm. Brad Williams is here filling in for Ally McKay. You've done a wonderful job so far, Brad.
Thank you. It's been fun on my first show ever at the all-new Kevin and Brad Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
No,
106.7, the Kevin and Brad Show.
Don't know why you made all those T-shirts.
The mic is not working. Mm. The mic is not working.
Right.
It's weird. Kevin, if you could turn my mic on, that'd be great. The mic. Okay, so all-new Kevin and Brad Show. It keeps...
I don't know why it's happening.
Does this happen?
I
don't know why.
I've taken over... what's happening? I don't understand.
We need to get engineering to check that out.
Yeah. Here, Muggs, here, you switch mics with me.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Switch
so
it up.
Go.
All right, so that's the new mic.
Yeah.
Is this one on?
It is
this
on.
This is Brad's mic.
Okay. Brad, it's you. It's your mouth.
It's my mouth?
Wait, you're on Brad's mic?
I'm on Brad's mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brad, get back on your mic.
That one's working.
Yeah.
No, it's your mouth.
And then, Muggs, you get on that mic.
Okay, and I'm back on my mic.
Okay, good.
Brad?
Okay, so now I'm
no,
on.
It's your
that's
mouth.
So weird.
That's so
it's
crazy.
Your actual voice. That's so weird.
You know what that means? That means we can't have him on
right?
the show.
We were looking forward to
your
it.
Your mouth is allergic to radio. That is insane. I've never seen that.
I've taken over the Twitter handle at Clyde Tomba. Right. If you guys want to follow me on that one, the last guy died. He's not doing anything with it. So R.I.P.
Bean.
Mm-hmm. Much like me being a permanent member on this show, in more sad news, the Rams didn't do well.
Oh, it was a total destruction.
I mean, yeah, if you call 45 to 6 a bad loss.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rams got 2 field goals. What do you want? What do you want?
More than 2 field goals?
I tweeted out last night, when did the Rams get the ball? And I was serious because I'd been watching for a while and it was like, seriously, they're not on offense ever.
No.
I didn't understand what was going on.
Defense shut them down.
I said it yesterday. I was so confused as to how people thought this was going to be even within 10 points. The spread was at 3.5 when we looked in the morning. And I was going to be a blowout.
Ken, I didn't think it would be a blowout, but I thought they would probably lose just because this team is so on fire.
Yeah, and what's even crazier is if you watch the press conferences afterward, head coach Sean McVay didn't exactly give a rousing, inspiring speech.
The thing I love about Sean McVay, the Rams are my team, you guys. He, no matter how terrible the loss is, he spins it in a way like, oh, you know, we went out there, we got our asses kicked, but we got our asses kicked good. You know, it was impressive. They threw us off on defense really well, to the point where our offense wasn't even scoring anything.
So
it was great.
He finds the positive in the negative of his team? Right.
When most coaches go out, you know, like after a performance like that, most coaches are like, yeah, we got our asses.
Yeah, they're angry and they don't want to be there.
Exactly.
And you can tell they don't want to be there.
He's the best. Like, I pulled a clip. Just listen to how positive he is.
It was impressive. When you sit there and you watch and you feel the operation up close and personal, and you just see, you know, just how sharp they are with their execution, what a dynamic playmaker he is, what a good job they do of creating conflict right before the snap, changing your fits, and then on third down, they were really impressive. Just his operation, his ability to be able to find some completions, make plays with his legs. There's a reason why the people are talking about him as an MVP. It felt like it tonight.
Him talking about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
He's clearly a Ravens fan.
Yeah. And by the way, just for the record, he's not wrong.
No, he's right. Yeah, he's right.
Super impressive.
It is very impressive, but I mean, you don't want the guy like, oh man, that's like, could you imagine if like you're with your wife and then your wife sees an ex-boyfriend and all you do is be like, wow, do you see the other guy? That guy's impressive.
Yeah, he is. His body is toned. There's no question about it.
He works hard, very wealthy.
There's a reason a lot of people talk about him. He is physically fit. He's a better fit for me, technically. He makes more money than you. He doesn't have to do 2 nights in Irvine.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is this very specific?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Personal.
Speaking of getting personal, I've been getting hit up on Twitter because the last time I was in studio, I had mentioned that we were finding out that if my daughter was going to be a little person or not, literally from the show.
I remember, yeah.
We went to see our doctor. Yeah.
You were told at the time that it was a 50-50 chance.
50-50 chance.
Yes.
And we went to the doc, and they can actually, through the ultrasound, measure the leg bones and
the arm bones
inside
the
womb.
Crazy.
It's insane. And we found out that, yes, indeed, my daughter will be a little person.
Yes.
Which means I have hit the Holy Trinity. Asian dwarf baby, everybody. Dwarf.
I would just like to say again, who better to be a dad?
Yeah.
Well,
to a dwarf, girl?
Oh,
no,
okay,
you.
Okay.
I'm actually saying in your favor.
I said, I don't think it was on air, or maybe it was. When we were leaving, and he said he was going there, and there seemed to be a lot of weight on the appointment, I said to him, if you were to have, there's no better parent to have a little person than you. It is a blessing that little person is going to have such a strong role model as a father and something to look to, just like little people will look to you as a famous person.
I mean, not look up to, but look
to.
Look
never. Well, directly
look
across.
Eye level.
Directly across.
Yes.
Yeah.
My daughter will never look up to me. But, and first of all, thank you. Those words were very heartfelt.
True.
And I took them as some pretty darn good advice. And so we're very excited. So to update the listeners, yes, the Asian dwarf baby is happening.
Yes.
The Asian dwarf baby is upon us.
If this baby doesn't end up in diaper commercials, you don't have a good agent.
Well, by the way, she can keep doing diaper commercials until she's 9.
Yeah, forever.
She'll still fit in the diapers.
You know how old Manny from Modern Family is? He's 54.
He has
2 ex-wives. Yeah, it's like a dream. Your agent should be salivating.
Do you realize how great it's going to be that people are going to see how intelligent my daughter is and be like, wow.
Yeah.
She is killing it. Be like, she's 22. No, six years old.
Yeah, look at her.
Doing that. Reading at a fourth grade level.
But
at
then
age 22.
They're going to look at you and your wife and they're going to go, clearly her influence.
Right. Clearly. Yeah. Nothing I did. So I did want to say that, and I want to say thank you to the listeners because they've been very encouraging.
Yes.
And offering very good advice, you know, like don't fall in the crib.
Yeah. I mean, that's solid.
For me, that's pretty solid advice.
That is good advice.
That could be a game changer for me. I fall in the crib. Now it's just me and my daughter both screaming for my wife to come into the room. That'd be horrible.
Help! Help!
She would walk into the room. She would pick up your daughter and walk out.
Yeah. Because then she would know where I was and be like, all right, fine.
Is that Brad or our daughter crying?
Oh, no. We would just be grabbing sippy cups and banging them up against the bars of the crib like a prison movie. Just nobody knows. But we're all very excited, and thank you guys for having me back on the show.
Of course,
so I could update the listeners, and this was a lot of fun today.
We're happy to have you.
We had a great time. Agreed. Jay Moore was here. He's the Bray Improv this weekend. He killed it. Great time. Let's talk about some other people that are having a great time. Some celebrity birthdays. Tina Turner is 80 years old today. Hit that, Proud Mary. I want something to be said. This is Proud Mary, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the most energetic people of all time. Yes. Tina Turner crushing it. Mugs into the microphone is snapping. He's like,
you were snapping with the song?
Yeah, he's like, you know what this song needs? You know?
Snap.
You
couldn't
even hear
man.
It.
Cool.
He's playing the snap.
What the hell?
Song's missing a snap.
I need more snap. That.
You left your triangle at home?
I feel like I'm in that Saturday Night Live sketch and Christopher Walken's right there. I gotta have more snap from Beer Mug. Did you think it needed something else?
That's what I'm here for.
Was it not perfect?
Jesus, now it sounds like it's popping.
That's what the song is. I knew the song was missing something.
It was missing something.
I'll tell Tina.
It's not good enough. Mugs is like, I'm a drummer. I can keep the beat.
I like beats.
It's got me to snapping, man.
Well, you get into the microphone, though.
Look, he's doing what he does.
Ruin things?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Some other birthdays. It is Rita Ora's birthday today. And also... It's DJ Khaled's birthday today.
Now, the chicken nuggets with the barbecue sauce, I don't know about you, but I know about me.
Good point. When asked if he wants another slice of birthday cake, of course, DJ Khaled would say, another one.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
It is DJ Khaled. I'm Brad Williams, so happy and thankful to be filling in for Ally McKay, and that's what's happening.
And you can follow Brad at Funny Brad.
Mm-hmm. On the Twitters, yes.
Twitter, if you will. On your drive home today, tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, Maren Dungey, friend of the show, joins
She'll
us.
She'll be sitting in for Ally.
Correct.
Mele Kaliki Maka.
Sure.
Wait, I'm not back?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
Kevin and Brad show. I thought it was a Kevin and Brad show.
We're going to talk after.
Brand new show.
After.
K-Rock.
The dope grandma on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Richard Blade will be here.
Yes!
And we're going to talk to RJ Bell about week 13 of the NFL tomorrow morning.